Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, welcome in one more time right here to Culture Freedom Radio Network. Most definitely up in this house. We are up in this house right here, April the 3rd, 2024. Yes, indeed. We're delighted to be in this house one more time with you, my brothers and sisters, for another outstanding podcast right here for you today. Oh, yes, indeed. We all greatly always thank you, brothers and sisters, for tuning in. Whenever you tune in, whether you catch the show live right here on Blog Talk Radio and TalkShoe.com, or you catch us in the archive, we really do appreciate you. Hey, for those of you who listen in, you can catch us right there on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the Apple Podcasting Store, Amazon, Pandora, man, just all over the place. And also now, this podcast that we're doing right here on Blog Talk Radio Live right now, you will be able to catch it on YouTube. Yes, you will be able to catch it and start listening to podcasts that we do right there on YouTube. Yes, you know, YouTube have a podcast session now. Yes, sir. You know, they always had the video, but they have now a session in there, or if you look at YouTube, that says podcast. Yes, and you can catch Culture Freedom Radio Network right there on YouTube. Yes, indeed. Culture Freedom Radio Network is right there on YouTube. Now, we have a couple of videos that we have done on YouTube. Hadn't been doing a lot. So now these shows that we do right here, the audio podcast that we do, will now also be on YouTube. So go and check us out and subscribe to our YouTube channel right there, brothers and sisters. Yes, sir. Our YouTube channel for our podcast, Culture Freedom Radio Network, most definitely in the house. And those of you who are on YouTube who would catch this podcast, you can always call in and check us out live every Wednesdays and Fridays at 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern. One more time, that's 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern every Wednesday night and Friday night. Yes, sir. And the number to call in is 319-527-6068. One more time, area code is 319-527-6068. And I'll always make sure I try to put the number right there in the description of the show. But how y'all doing out there, brothers? How y'all doing out there? Y'all ready for tonight's topic of conversation? All right. Tonight's topic of conversation is, after we took a long week off last week, yes, sir, sometime y'all got to do it. You got to take a vacation. You take a vacation off some of your jobs, right? Yeah. So we had to take a vacation off last week. And I actually celebrated my anniversary last week, wedding anniversary as well. So, hey, just had to chill out a little bit last week. But check it out. Tonight we want to talk about the never-ending fight to maintain freedom. Yeah, yeah. And that is, I mean, it is a never-ending fight to maintain freedom, because your freedom can be, I mean, just at any given moment can be taken away. We look at a lot of things that's happening now where they're talking about freedom of speech. Yeah, you know, you have the Constitution, right? So you have the freedom of speech. Well, we see a lot of that now is basically at stake, is on the chopping block. Y'all know they talk about like cancel culture and all of this type of thing that's happening. So a lot of that is the freedom for you to express yourselves. Now, I know it always been, you have the freedom of speech, as long as it doesn't, basically harm anybody, hurt anybody. But hell, now you just, you know, with all this other craziness, progressive, outlandish stuff they have now, shit, I mean, you know, they'll get you for anything. But someone always has to, you know, be on the front line even with us as so-called Black Americans, we say African Americans, whatever, you know, term we like to be called and deemed by, we always, most definitely, have to maintain, and always there is a struggle for us to maintain our freedom, you know, the freedom that we have in America. Excuse me, y'all. Excuse me. I got to clear my throat. What is it? Let me clear my throat. Excuse me. Sorry for that. But, yeah, we always have to keep on maintaining and keep a struggle, because at any given moment, there's always something where someone or some people or group want to do something to take away your freedom and suppress you at all times. So we always have this constant struggle. Don't get lax. Don't get relaxed, because you can't, because there's always someone is out there trying to take away whatever that it freedom is to you, is a person, as a collective or as a individual freedom. Someone is always out there trying to take that. So yes, it's a never-ending fight to maintain freedom. That's what America says, right? That's why they say they're always going overseas and everywhere, all places to maintain the freedom of America. That's what they always claim it. But anyway, y'all, let me give y'all a round of applause. Let me get these brothers in the house. We're gonna get this show in the bag right here. Yes, sir. Thank y'all, light in the house. Let me see, get these mics open right here. All right, peace to my brother, because tonight this show is open, always hosted by, I always got to set up some y'all here. Tonight this show is hosted by none other than our brothers that is, Brother Maury and Rabbi David Israel. Yes, sir, in the house. And we got Brother Justice in the house tonight with us, y'all. Brother Justice in the house, the justice of the peace is in the house. So thank y'all for tuning in again. The never-ending fight to maintain freedom. All right, brothers, how y'all doing out there? Y'all ready to get into it? Y'all ready to chop it up? Yes, sir.
Peace, Chief Rabbi. Hey. Peace, Sunray. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you loud and clear, brother.
Yeah, what's up? Shalom. Maury, Rabbi David Israel, Liberation Tabernacle, Yah. Give a shout out to Maury, R.B.I. Israel, man, my good dear brother, Justice Democrat. Mr. Democrat and Justice Obama. Now I know you, Michelle, new husband, so I'll give you that name, Justice Obama.
Justice Obama.
I'll be delighted. That's fine. Whatever you say.
Hey, you like the women that's strong in the face. You remember that?
No, I don't remember that, but I like a nice fit lady. I like a fit woman.
Hey, R.E.I., you remember what he said about the lady that kind of looked like this? She was a little, she turned her head and she turned her head and she had like a strong neck. I forgot what the hell he said a couple of weeks ago. That shit had me rolling out.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember now. But yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I can't even remember.
That nigga was in love with Danny Glover, huh?
Hell nah.
Hey, so this is what I'm gonna do. Justice, I'm gonna let you jump off the bridge first. So,
I'm gonna let you jump off the bridge.
No, you just want us to guide you because you don't know how to get on topic. No way. You starting out talking about me and my side piece, Michelle Obama. I'll be cheating. She be cheating on Barack with me.
Damn.
So yeah.
Well, just I got one we can start. Well, we can. I just throw this one out here because this was a hot topic the other day. Now I know. Well, you know, Brother Maury David and I, we don't celebrate this day or commemorate it or acknowledge it. But on what was it? For Sunday, it was what they call Easter. You know, for the church, they call it Easter, which you know is actually bringing in the spring equinox, actually, y'all, you know, but the church called it Easter, right? Resurrection Sunday and all of this. But in that, old Joe Biden, Lord have mercy, Joe Biden, that man, I tell y'all the truth. But it wasn't, well, it wasn't his idea, because I seen it was a, I don't know what that damn thing was, a dude, lady, some goddamn body. But anyway, here's New York Times, New York Post, I'm sorry. Joe Biden slam over a proclamation that Easter Sunday is Transgender Day of Visibility, as Trump calls for president to issue an apology. But yeah, it said Biden gave a proclamation that Sunday, Easter Sunday, Transgender Day of Visibility. Now, that's a damn shame. Now, you know, for all the Christians, that was a talk of every show that I've basically listened to on Monday morning. And not just because he's saying it's Easter, like I said. I mean, for us, like I said again, we're Tanakh only, Torah Center only. We don't subscribe to that. But still, when we're looking at this, even though I'm not a Christian, right, I was still offended by that one. And why would you be offended, Aria? Because even with them with that faith, right? Well, I'm saying offended. Come on now. Even though I don't celebrate Easter and all that, I mean, participate in it because I'm not a Christian, but that right there, man, still would be what they're called, their sacred holy day or holiday, whatever. And you're still trying to take that day and push this transgender visibility on, you know, for the people, say that same day when you know all of these Christians who are supposed to be again now, supposed to still follow the Bible well. Even Paul teach against this homosexuality. And so that is what they would call a religious holiday, you know, even though there's some, you know, some other things that goes with that. But you want to, when hundreds of maybe thousands of people, maybe millions, I don't know, of people who gathering, getting ready to go to church for this, and this is what you come out with. You didn't say nothing about, you know, because he's supposed to be, I think, a Catholic, I'm thinking, Biden, and this is what you come up with? Damn. But y'all, this goes back to, again, about your religious freedom. That's why we say the never-ending fight to maintain freedom, whether you know it or not. They are still attacking people's right to spirituality and religion. It's basically they are attacking. That's why another thing, but that goes in with that. Because if we as most people don't like the word religion, but hell, I'm going to use it anyway. Most people who's in, I'm going to say, well, into a spiritual tradition, whether it's Islam, Christianity, Judaism, and many other things, and we stand on the principles that goes against, like, unrighteousness, we will be under attack, especially in these days and times with these agendas they're trying to push. They say, you know, they attack us and trying to take away our freedom to be able to stand and say, hey, man, this is what I believe in. This is the morals that I stand on. They'll say we are outdated and we are harming people and all of this type of stuff. How are we? But look what they're doing. So we don't have the right to say, I don't subscribe to that. Like, you know, how they're reading these books in school systems to children are just basically, how people might call it soft porn. They're reading all these soft porn books in schools, elementary schools of these children, putting all of this crazy stuff on television. Destroying the minds of the children, and we don't have the right, we can't express ourselves and say, hey, we don't want this to be promoted to our children, you know, and we don't want this all over the damn televisions, and so we can't express so we don't have the freedom to say what how we feel, but y'all got the right and the freedom now, through y'all diabolical schemes to push y'all shit on us, but we can't say nothing in return. So this is why I said, again, it's always a fight, y'all. You gotta, and our good brother Reverend Vernon Jones, may the peace and blessings be upon his soul, said, when you see a good fight, get in it. And there's some goddamn good fights that we got to be in right now. So I just started with that one. Just what do you think about that one with that, with Biden saying that on a day like Easter? Like I said, I'm not a Christian, right. But I even got offended by that shit, that man. Like, God damn, come on, bro. That's all just right, too far.
So, I would call that what they call an election year. So you're trying to get the votes from all the different genres of people that vote. And so the LGBT community, and to say that on that Resurrection Day, March 31st, 2024, Easter Sunday, and to announce that this was the recognition day at the same time that is Easter Sunday, Resurrection Day, that he didn't really do anything different than what it was, because from my research that this day started, this recognition day started in 2009 on March 31st, and Obama back then made that day recognition day on March 31st, which didn't happen to be Easter Sunday that year. Somehow this year, Easter fell in March, which is very rare. I don't even remember many, or I mean, I've been living a long time. I don't remember Easter falling in March. So somehow Easter fell the last day of March this year. It's a leap year. Probably if it wasn't a leap year, Easter would have probably fell April the 1st or something instead of in March. So March 31st, I think, happened one other time where Easter fell on March 31st, which was this transgender recognition day, and it possibly happened in 2013 where Easter fell that same year, which Obama was still the president, and I don't remember anything being made of it because this was fairly a new recognition day and this and that. And so I don't remember any acknowledgement of this day on that Easter Sunday, you know, if it did happen. And so, like I say, it's an election year and he's going to go out there, and if there's this day and they tell him, well, this is gender day, and maybe you should say something, and then he's, okay, this is gender day. And so it was already gender day. You know, it had been going on since 2009. Every year on March 31st, they was supposed to recognize transgenders. This is, you know, this has already been signed and sealed, you know. So that's all I got to say on that for right now.
So Obama is the damn culprit. Oh, thanks for bringing that out. So he's the damn culprit for this. So I didn't look into it, but I'm gonna go ahead and look this up now. So you said they've been doing this. So that wasn't nothing new. You're saying it's not nothing new.
Yeah. It didn't just start yesterday or rather the other day when Joe Biden said, okay, this is Transgender Day. No, it just happened to fall on that day that Easter fell on, which made it look real confusing, or at least it looked like it was like blaspheming the day of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you want to say, oh, this is Resurrection Day, and they didn't mean Erection Day, then I understand. Because, you know, when you talk about when you talk about transgender and that, now you think it's sexually, you know, it's about, you know, they whole thing is sex, you know. So, and then they hijacked our movement, the Black movement and whatnot, as far as, you know, having rights and getting our rights and being respected and everything. And, you know, we was the first one to say, well, we're Black and we're proud, and we had Black pride And so, you know, that was a thing for us. Okay, I'm black and I'm proud. I'm a proud black person. Black is beautiful. You know, have some, you know, to celebrate black pride. Be proud to be black. Okay? And so now our movement got jacked by the gay movement. And so now they got all our themes. They got the pride. They proud to be gay. They got the gay pride. And then, you know what I'm saying? They can love who they want to. And so that's really what they kind of jacked our whole thing. Now, you can't find one black man or black woman on your street that will announce and say it loud that they black and they proud. You can't find two or three black people that's proud to be black. You can't find one or two black people that say, I got black pride. Okay? Okay, so they might as well take what we had, and they ran with it, and it's strong for them. It was strong for us back in the 60s and the 70s. It was strong for us. But we let that go, integrating and melting into this melting pot and letting go of all our cultural roots and strengths and things that held us together and gave us strength. Now who got it all? Everybody that's running everything. And so that's where we, you know, where you ask the question of the never-ending fight to maintain freedom. That's the question of the night. You know, it's like that's the topic of the discussion. So we didn't see where, okay, we should have a never-ending fight to maintain our freedom. We thought, okay, if we appease white people, go along and get along with them, then we don't have to worry about trying to maintain our freedom, because we will have arrived at that point, because our whole goal is to please and appease white people. So once we got to that point, then we were like, okay, we no longer have to say or even encourage each other to be black and proud anymore. There's no reason for that. We don't have black pride no more. Just let the fags get that. Let the faggots have it. Let the gays have it. I'm sorry if, you know, I'm offending somebody if I said that. You know, I didn't mean it that way. But, you know, when we were growing up and the way we talk, we just talk. So I was just talking right there. I ain't trying to offend. But they got our movement, and then they want to you know, I just don't understand, like, how we could just somehow be duped the way we have by all of the things that broke apart everything that we had to maintain our freedom. We had a lot of things in place that would keep us from breaking a little certain laws that were in place in our own cultural roots that would kept us from crossing the fence or selling out. Little simple things. Wear your ear. If you're going to have an earring, young man, you put it in the left side of your ear. Okay. And then that means you cool. I mean, you cool. That's all that means. You a cool dude. You know, you got something about, you know, that just, you want to have an earring in your left ear. If you wear it in your right side, that is sending another message, because we all have agreed tonight that we as men, black men, are going to make this rule in place that you only wear your earring in your left ear to signify that you a straight black man and that you cool. Now, however, if you wear it on the right side,
justice,
then
justice,
we're going to look at
I'm
you funny.
I'm going to stop you right there, Nick. I'm going to stop you right there. I got my earring in my right ear.
So you're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong.
I've
you're
always
wrong.
Had it in the right ear. That's all
you
I,
had it in the wrong ear. The wrong ear.
Justice, I ain't no fruitcake, and I got my ear ring in the right ear.
Bruh, you ain't. That's the whole problem with us. We look that somewhere around along the way, you lost that daggone rule. You missed that rule, Chief. That
well,
was in place.
I'm gonna ask a question. Okay, well, what about some men where they got earrings in both ears, and then who made it that rule you should wear it in the left instead of the right? Because somebody might say, hell, men shouldn't wear no goddamn earrings anyway. Both of y'all wrong. I mean, both of it wrong. So, I mean, who came up with it? I don't know, maybe who, to say because you wear it in your right ear, you may be, you know, that's wrong.
All right.
Like nowadays, you see guys wearing it in both ears.
All right. So what happens is as we fight for the quest to maintain our freedom, that along the way, people drop and let go of rules and regulations that are just cultural norms that we have, that you at some point, somebody comes along and changes it. And they may not do it for an intensive purpose of, oh, okay, yeah, I'm not expressing that I'm gay. I'm just going to wear my earring in the right ear. It just feels better to me. Even though they had said a while ago, look, the left ear. But now you coming along saying, nah, the hell with that. I'm going to do it in the right. Now, the other people that already know that rule, they look at you and they say, well, damn, he ain't got it in the ear everybody agreed to. You're going to get some side eyes, first of all. But then, at the same time, you're going to advance putting it in the wrong ear by other people who see you, young men, and start putting their earring in the wrong right ear. We already drew the line on that. Now you going along and do it, and somebody see you, and then they say, oh, well, look, there's Allen Iverson. He's rich. He bought these $200,000 diamond rings or diamond earrings, and he got two of them because they don't sell one. And he said, well, okay, since I got two, I need two earrings in both sides of my ear. He, in the interview, he got two earrings, big-ass diamonds in his ears on both sides of his ears. Now, he's going to advance the thing that we're breaking down tonight, the never-ending fight to maintain our freedom. Now, Allen Iverson, oh, he's got all, you know, all the young people like him. So now the young people, the young boys now, they're going to be putting two earrings in their ear on each side. Now, instead of Allen Iverson following Chief Rabbi and putting his earring in the right ear, he put it in both. And despite having the chance to do what Chief Rabbi did and put it in his right ear and just get two holes in the right side of his ear and have the earrings on one side of his head, that will even still be better than having two earrings on looking like a feminized man or a woman with two earrings on. Now you're breaking down the man. You're breaking down the femininity. The femininity is going to start coming into the man because he thinking he looking all fruity and looking like, you know, somehow
Justice,
he's losing his cool.
Hey, Justice, you know who pierced my ear?
I don't care.
My mama pierced my damn ear, and she did the right ear first. And I've always had the right ears pierced. I don't know. She always
she didn't know
me.
What the hell she was doing. She didn't talk to the black man and ask him which ear we supposed to do here. She did what she wanted to do with your ear. That's the problem.
In my right ear, bro.
That's why we losing our maintain our freedom.
So
all the way down the line of the chain of who we are, people keep
so
doing
you,
the wrong shit.
Are you calling me gay?
You supposed to, if you're going to do it, if Allen Iverson, get two earrings. You got two diamonds. Put them in the left ear, both of them. Two earrings on one side.
I'm not getting
now
my
you real cool.
Pierced.
Now you real cool.
Justice, I'm like,
now y'all broke all the rules. Now, look at what we got today. Look at what we got today.
Just, I'm not getting my ears re-pierced, bro.
Got men walking around with purses and stuff all day, every day now.
But
what y'all doing?
Are you calling me gay, bro?
You got a purse?
I want to hear that.
Hell, you got a purse?
But your ass just said a nigga with an earring in his right ear is gay. I'm not gay.
Nah, not no more. Y'all changed the rules. It's fine. I ain't gonna say it. You changed.
No.
What you want to do?
Hey,
don't do what
bro,
the our shit is. Our cultural roots and aesthetic.
But
do
I'm
your
trying
own
to.
Thing.
I'm trying to figure out who made it a rule that said just put it in your left ear, and if you put it in your
ask
right,
your
it
father
makes you a homo.
And your uncle and them. Ask your uncle.
Hey,
I don't know. My uncle them did. My uncle and none of them didn't wear no earring. None of my uncles
and pops didn't wear earrings. Somebody came along and started doing the left earring thing and saying, okay, it's cool. Before that, we wasn't even doing no damn earrings in our ears.
Your ears pierced.
Nah, I tried it when I was young. Hell, because it was a fad. But that was scared the hell out of me. I couldn't do it.
Which ears you tried in?
I'm trying to feel my damn ear. I still in there. The left.
Left or right?
It's the left.
Oh, you better have.
But I wouldn't know. I mean, because I'm trying to follow a fad. What I know other people were doing. Only reason I did it was a fad. What other people were doing, I didn't know the damn significance. My partner, everybody started doing it. Hell, that's why I did it. But remember, I was young. I was probably like 12 years old. But like I said, I was 12 years old, man. Come on, this influenced why that happened. But you know,
Aria, I got my ears pierced when I was 8.
See, you didn't do it. Like I said, hell, so you wouldn't have known. So we can't say, well, you wrong for doing it. Hell, I mean, come on now. And some of that is a cultural thing, because in certain parts of Africa, they do certain things. Like, see people wearing shit in their nose, all that. So I won't know, but that's another thing. But to maintain the freedom I'm talking about is a lot of other stuff. Like, well, we're seeing, like what we were seeing, like part of these policies they are making. That's stopping people from being free to do a lot of shit that, you know, what they're doing. Like, you know, we see a lot of immigrants having, goddamn it, damn near more rights and freedom, goddamn it, than American citizens get now. And y'all seen, like, in California, what's going on in California? We talked about this a couple of times, about the job things. But have you seen in California, they raised the minimum wage up to $20 an hour? And just what we say, they could check out the minimum wage scheme, raise the minimum wage to $20, and they say there's several restaurants now. They're getting ready to raise their prices up, and they said several workers, people getting laid off, losing their jobs. So when the people are like, yeah, we deserve it. I barely can pay my rent with the so-and-so. You still getting ready going to be able to barely pay your rent, because when they give you that fucking $20, just like they said, everything else is going to go up. They talk about like a Subway sandwich is going to probably cost you damn near $15 to $17. You know, it's Subway used to have like, I don't know. I know they did here, like the meatball mozzarella. They used to be like one time $5 for the foot long. Shit, if that was in California now, they probably going to be $15. And you still going to be barely pay your rent because of that. You know, so it's the game that they played with the people to make you think you're going to progress by jacking the minimum wage up. But no, everything else got to go up too. Everything going to go up. Like I said, then people losing their jobs. A lot of delivery drivers and people like that are losing their jobs. And so, yeah, it's the goddamn game that they're playing with this shit, man.
You know what?
You know what?
A whole lot of profits, and they do not, I'm talking about the companies. They talk about all of this, how much wages they don't want to pay people, and they don't want to pay them a livable wage, and it's going to be hard, and they're going to raise the price of food, and things are going to cost more. Lester Holt did a report last night on it, and he said, or his report came out, that the food prices are going to go up, but not very much to accommodate being able to pay these people the $20. And that is coming towards New York City, too, where they just agreed to pay their workers, their food workers, $20 an hour minimum wage. Mm. And so these companies rake in billions of dollars of profits every year. And for them to pay these wages to these workers is not going to be that much of a problem. They just don't want to do it because it takes away from their profits. But other than that, they're going to still be raking in the dough, those companies. They're still going to be making enormous amounts of money, and things will go up a little bit. But, hey, look how long the minimum wage and wages have been stagnated for years and years. You know, it took a long time for people to start even making on an average of $10 an hour, you know, as a basic salary on a job. And that only came from pressure from people talking about people not being able to maintain and sustain themselves, and they have to work more than one job. And so being able to pay people $20, that gives them more ability to live a better life and to not have to probably go and get a second job and then take away from time that they can be spending, you know, enjoying parts of life and even getting rest. And then when you work in two jobs, you not going to have a lot of time to enjoy life and rest. So it really wears you out, and it can send you to your grave early. So it's a good thing that finally these wages are going to go up. We'll have more chance for, you know, having some life and having to, you know, some comfort about life instead of just working and just doing the same thing, dragging, just, you know, maybe you have more time to plan things out better.
I know you would, because that's what these... That's what the Democrats would do. That's how they fool the shit out of people with that. And notice you said, because you said New York is going to that too. Another Democratic city, California Democrat, New York Democrats playing these same dumbass games. Memphis tried that with the McDonald's workers. Democratic city. See, that's the game they're playing of people with. You know, because number one, they, like you said, they're saying these people are... A lot of these people, they hate capitalism as well. We're seeing a lot of these people, they hate capitalism. They want to be fucking socialists anyway. So, but anyway, what you're seeing is, and that's what they talk about, maintaining our freedom. So you will be, because they say, well, these people making all this profit. If I own a business, shouldn't I not make a fucking profit? Shouldn't I not? I can pay these people. Now, I especially, okay, you know what you're going to make when you put, okay, well, you don't actually know when you start. I might have a sign out there now hiring, but when you come and ask me, and I tell you, well, you're going to be make X, Y, and Z. I tell you what you're going to make. You agree to it. If you come in and clock in, you agree to make, you agree to that salary that I told you I was going to pay you. It's not like against slavery, chattel slavery, where I'm forcing you to work for this amount of money. No, you agree to it because you're coming in, you clocking in, so you agree to it. So anyway, a lot of people, they look at these companies, some companies, and they're making money. And some workers, you don't know what all entail, unless you in the management and, you know, you in the financing of the company, too. You end up knowing what the dollar figures. But sometimes workers, they be on these jobs, and they figure, well, these people making a lot of money. But they're not looking at the overhead. Like, I work in the sanitation business. And the guy, he comes to buying different trucks. A lot of those trucks still have to be paid for. He still got to buy trash cans every goddamn time you look at. But some guys talking about, man, he should be paying us X, Y, Z. I'm like, you know what? If he decided to pay y'all $30 an hour, some of y'all will still be complaining because you're making fucking $30 an hour. I'm going to tell you something. A lot of that shit, man, you can't make it. I'm going to tell you something. I was working through a temporary service. And I was working doing garbage at a time. I had to go through a temporary. I was making $7.25 an hour, minimum wage. And I had child support coming out of my damn check. $131 a week child support. Yes, dang. It was. I took home sometime $120 a week or something, but I maintained. See, that's another thing you have to look at. I know goddamn well if I'm making $7.25 an hour, I cannot go out and buy a Mercedes Benz. I won't pay to ride a Maybach. I can't afford all these other. See, I have to learn how to live beyond my means. See, and then you got to maintain. Yeah, it was kind of tough sometimes. But you know what? And that was my only source of income. Let me say it again. That was my only source of income. I didn't work two jobs. But me and my wife, we maintained. My wife was working. We maintained. We didn't need for nothing, though. Even though I'm making $7.25. Now, we didn't get a chance. Sometimes we might wanted to go out and eat and something like that. I ain't got the money this week. But we didn't never get a cutoff notice. We didn't never get no fucking eviction notice. We didn't never get none of that. We maintained. So a lot of people, you want to make a $7.25 an hour, but you want to live beyond your means. You want to live, what do you say, live as the Joneses. So sometimes, it's a lot of bullshit a lot of times with people. If you gave them $50, watch, a lot of people going to be making it $20 an hour, and they still going to say that's not enough. No matter what you can give some people, it still will not, to them, it's still not going to be enough because they want to live like the rich and famous and shit. They want to live like some of these damn rap stars who you know, a lot of that jewelry and bullshit they got are rentals, these cars they got are rentals. See, some people just want to live like somebody else and you can't do it. You got to live it on your means. So I've done it. So I don't want to hear that bullshit a lot of times when people say, you can't. I've done it. I had a brother, which when I was, same time I was on that job, and one of the drivers told me one, he said, man, I don't see how y'all work for that little money for $7.25, man. Damn, I don't see how y'all do it. I said, bro, let me tell you something. Some of us, brother, we have to do what we have to do. I said, because some of us, you know, we got felons, and so we got to do what we got to do. I said, look, here's something I want to tell you. You would rather for me to be sitting in this truck beside you right now, I'm making this $7.25. Instead of me waiting on you to maybe go to work, kick in your dough, steal all your stuff, or I wait till you get your check and I bust your goddamn head and take your money. You would rather for me be sitting in this truck doing, and some of us have to do what we have to do, bro. We don't want to go to jail. We don't want to have to go back to jail for robbery, stealing, and rent. So we have to do what we have to do, bro. And he like, damn, I see what you mean. And then, you know, he always said, best, I know Brother Norman, the brother Pastor Norman that came on here. That's what he always say, bro, you know what? And he started telling another guy. He's like, bro, I know you got felon. And he said, I know you don't make no excuses, man. Even though you got them, you don't make no excuse. I said, nah, bro, I can't. I still got to live, bro. I mean, what the fuck am I make excuses for? So with a lot of this stuff, it's a bunch of bullshit. Because like I'm telling you, watch what's going to happen. When they raise the minimum wage, they still... they're going to be having people that's not still going to be able, they still ain't going to maintain because what, something else going to happen. It's like when I was on a job and I was mad, every time I got a raise, something else went up, insurance went up. So it still kept me just like I was. On paper, it looked like I was making money, but technically I wouldn't. I was the same thing I had before I goddamn it got a raise because something's still going to go up. It's going to still, you still ain't going to get the same shit. So it's all a game. So, man, but anyway, like I said, we companies, and a lot of times, yeah, they make profit. If you don't make a profit, how you going to expand? If I got to give y'all employees all of my damn money, how can I expand the business and hire more employees? How can I do it? If y'all expect me to give you all the money, how can I maintain and expand the business?
All right, how about this?
Go ahead.
I mean, I understand the question and everything, you know, and, you know, they'll be just fine because, like I say, they got all this profit margin that's way up. And so they just got to get used to not, okay, say you're going to have a $20 billion surplus, but now you're going to pay everybody $20 an hour. So now you're going to get or 19.5 billion instead of 20 billion. So, I mean, they're not really losing that much. if you think
we
about
don't know,
it.
But you see, okay, just like we're saying, right? Y'all want me to pay y'all $20 an hour. I could pay you $20 an hour, but I'm gonna have to cut. It was 10 of y'all at first. I got 10 of y'all working with me. Now I gotta pay y'all. I could pay y'all 20, but I'm gonna have to cut back 5 of y'all. And then I can afford to go ahead and pay you that 20. Yeah, you're right. I'm going to cut back.
No, but you're going to still need those. You still need those workers that you think you can cut. You're not going
to
get
how?
Because
I can't afford to pay
you
that.
You don't have all the people in place that you need. Okay? Those people are there
saying,
for a reason.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, I got it. Because, okay, somewhere there's $20 got to somewhere
there's
$20 got to come from somewhere. Because they raise the minimum wage up. This got to come
like
from somewhere. Remember, I still got to buy
all
product.
All they gonna do if you paying for some food and it's $10, so now they gonna raise it up to $10.50. So that's all it is. It ain't gonna be that great of a difference of how much you might pay You may pay a quarter or 50 cents more than what you used to pay, but that's gonna help those people that's getting the $20 an hour that they deserve.
But you think?
So
But look what you just said. In order for that person to pay them that money, you as the consumer gonna get hit because now they finna hit you in your pocket because I gotta raise my prices up in order to pay
just
them
a little
this.
Bit.
So
just
you,
a little
but,
bit,
but still, just that little bit. You're going to have, okay, who to say that you're not struggling, as they people say? Damn, these high,
oh,
don't
no,
we say that now
no.
about these gas prices
no.
and everything
no,
else,
bro.
Groceries now?
No, bro. I mean, people, if you're going to be down with the American people in the right way, then you support the American people. And so you would go ahead and be, you know, have no problem and want to fund helping somebody else to make a livable wage, and everybody is doing better.
But
so,
just I need
just
you to
like,
look up this. I'm gonna have to find this damn thing. It was a video I saw years ago. Man, I wish I could find it. It was like I forget the name of it. I got to think of something. But it was like them exposing the lie of minimum wage. And something like
right.
that, and they showed you how it's a lot. It's just gonna, like I said again, minimum wage. I don't really know no goddamn body right now that makes $7.25, and if minimum wage is $7.25, I don't know nobody who's making fucking $7.25 personally that I understand
that
I know.
That's not the point though.
That
That's
is the point, because the people talk about minimum wage. You know, the minimum wage hadn't went up. Who the fuck makes $7.25 right now?
The thing
who
about
the fuck
it
making $7.25?
You
That's the minimum. You understand what they're saying, Justice? That's the minimum that you can pay somebody. That does not mean that a person making $7.25, that's the lowest you can pay. If you pay anybody under $7.25, you pay them $7.15, your ass going to be in violation. That's the minimum that you can pay somebody. That's what that notice. Pay attention to what they say, the minimum wage. Don't let them trick you with that shit. And make you think, man, damn, you got to start off this job at $7.25. When I was managing at a company, at that time, the minimum wage, I don't know what it was, $7 or something, shit like that. I never started nobody off at that price. I think it was like $7, something like that, whatever it was. I never hired anybody at that price. I don't give a damn they had experience or not. I never started nobody off at $7. I never did. Never did. Always,
right,
they
so
came in the door making
just,
more
Let me
than
make
that.
This little point. All right, I remember in 2016 when Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton were running for president, and Bernie Sanders made mention of minimum wage being stuck at $7.25 and had been there since 2009, and that prior to that it was $5.25. And it had been there for years, and it haven't moved from 2009 to 2016 from $7.25. And he was pitching a $15 minimum wage an hour in 2016, and that, you know, that the American people needed a livable wage, and that would help to secure people to be able to maintain, you know, having their rent paid and paying a car note possibly and, you know, insurance and different things you need to do. With a livable wage back then at $15 an hour, which never happened.
What is a livable wage, Joseph? Because everybody has a different lifestyle. Everybody has a different lifestyle. So what is a livable wage? Like Donald Trump, hell, I can't. We're just going to use because everything about Trump, right? Can I live like Donald Trump and Joe Biden them right now? That's a lifestyle they had. It's just like, okay, when just say like, you know, some of these celebrities. When I'm trying to think about like I was like Mary J. Blige, I use her for example. When she got a divorce from her husband, she had to pay him that alimony. Like I don't know, I forgot how much it was, because he said, well, he's accustomed to living that lifestyle, the lifestyle that they had been living. So she had to keep on paying him because he said he's accustomed to living. Everybody don't live like that. So what is a living wage? Because everybody live a little different. What is a living wage?
It depends. The bottom minimum wage or livable wage, rather, for a person depends on the state that they're living in. And now, where you're living, the cost of living may be relatively low, or it may be higher. I don't know your cost of living rate, but depending on the cost of living rate where you live, that would determine how much you should make or need to make in order to survive.
But like I told you, Justin, I was making $725 at one time. I told you, I was making $725.
Right.
One job.
But you wasn't
I had only
rent,
had one job,
rent,
and I had $131 a week coming out of that off a child
support.
Were you
living in a shoebox?
I maintained.
I mean,
because
you
know why? I didn't have to go out here and get me no damn Cadillac. I didn't have to go and give me no damn Mercedes. I knew there was only certain things that I couldn't afford. Like I said, I didn't get no cutoff notice in my rent. Everything kept, we maintained. Everything got paid. I knew there were certain things that I had priorities. Put priorities in place with how
people,
I
live.
The
$725 ain't going to cut it. Like, especially
well, why?
Because
why? Again, what you trying to do? You trying to go buy some shit that you know you can't afford. That's why you know it is $725 didn't work for you. That's why it wouldn't work.
No. I mean, even in the time.
Okay, there's people that live on, they live off of welfare. They live off, they literally, that's their choice. They live off of welfare. And you don't even hear them complain about, shit, I can't live off these goddamn food stamps. Hell, they choose to live off of welfare. You don't hear them complaining, do you?
With the rate
they choose to be living on Section 8 and all this other shit. They choose to do that.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying everybody, but the people, they ain't complaining about, man, it fucked up, man. I got to live off this Section 8, man. I got to live off these food stamps. They do this intentionally for themselves. This how they living. They like this. They cool. They ain't complaining.
Everything is so expensive, right? And, I mean, super expensive compared to what it was 10 years ago. Things have gone up so much that you need to be able to make more than
But Justin, every time they go up, brother, I remember
hour.
Gas was 99 cents. But I'm saying is pay attention to the game, brother. Every time we going to continue to keep saying we're not making livable wage, because when they go up on all of this, like you say, the minimum wage, everything going to go up, brother. I don't care. They can tell you, brother, they finna pay everybody $100 an hour. Watch, a couple of years from that, people still going to be, man, we ain't making a livable wage. You never will, brother, according to what they're telling you, according to that. You ain't going to never do it. Because look at when we was making, what, $5 an hour. You're not making a livable wage. They keep going up, up, up. And what we still hearing people saying, I ain't making a livable wage. I ain't making a livable wage. How long this game going to keep on going? Pay attention to the game, bro. What your job should be is to do. Find you somewhere. Find you a job. If you know McDonald's ain't paying you, bro, don't go work at McDonald's. You can't get. You chose to do that. Like when people become on our job, they be complaining. Hey man, ain't nobody holding you hostage, bro. This is not slavery again. This is not chattel slavery where somebody went out here and snatched you and we put you on this damn garbage truck and said, you ought to get your ass out here and excuse my language, elders, but you'll work out here and get. No, you choose, you stop by here, you put this application in, and when the owner told you what you were going to make, you accepted that because you brought your buddy in when he told you, well, you start on Monday. You brought your buddy in on Monday, and you clocked in, and you've been there every damn since. So you chose that salary that he told you. First of all, you came there, and you applied for that job, and you clocked your ass in. So that you mean, hey, you agreed when he told you last week you're going to be making 15, whatever. You chose that. So what the hell you complaining about? Hey, man, this little ass money. But I tell y'all,
see,
keep on complaining.
Right.
Black
you're
folks
right.
keep on complaining because them damn people they bringing in here replacing your ass. While you sitting around here, a lot of black folk complaining about what you ain't making. Oh, they got somebody for your ass that's going to make go take that little money as you claim that little money. They taking that little money that you claiming. And notice that the Hispanics did that. I remember one time construction workers, I know here in Memphis, they was like making $9 an hour or somebody. Black some carpet, they were making $9. Well, man, I forgot what minimum wage was way down. They had probably Mexicans coming in about $4 an hour. Now I look at it, hell, I don't see no blacks around here doing construction. I see goddamn it Hispanic population. They basically owning and operating the damn construction company, landscaping company. You was sitting black folks sitting around here complaining about what the hell they wasn't making. Now your ass ain't even got a damn thing now. Now them same people came in making little or nothing owning all this shit now. The same thing you were complaining about. Now you know what you're going to be doing now? You know who you finna make money for now? Black man and woman. The prison industrial complex system. That's who you're making money for. Just pay attention to it. That's who you're making money for. You make a big profit, and you ain't going to complain about making profit for them. That's who you finna, and you're going to work for free, too. And that's what's happening. Better pay attention to what's going on. Let these goddamn, keep letting these damn crazy-ass Democrats fool y'all. I said it wrong a couple of weeks ago, too, y'all. I was talking about the lady who's running for Senate. And I think Senate in California, I said she was trying to raise the minimum wage up to $15 an hour. I meant to say $50. And then we remember we played the clip on here. She was trying to say she wanted to raise the minimum wage up to $50 an hour. So I said it wrong
you
on one of the last
that,
shows.
Dude. You said it,
dude. No, it was the last show. I went back and I listened to it. I said $15. I was like, man, that's crazy. Yeah, I was saying 15. I was meant to say 50. Yeah, that's why I was saying that was crazy as hell. So, yeah, it was $50 an hour. And I'll tell y'all what, if they did wish to raise up to $50 an hour, I bet you a couple of years from now, some people still would be saying, I can't maintain no $50 an hour because you still trying to go out here and live with on your means. You can't do it. I don't make a hell of a lot of money.
You know what?
But I
you
bet
know
you
what?
I don't want for a damn thing right now because you know what? I know how to spend my money. I know how to live without my means. Straight
you know,
out like
this. There's one thing that you might not.
But come on in, Alpha Male and Brother Day, y'all in here too.
You know, yeah, then come on in, whoever else out there. Anybody on the call line?
Yeah, we still there. I think maybe Bianca listening. Okay. But yeah, go ahead, though.
You know, I lost my train of thought real quick, but, man.
Uh-oh, I think this Bianchi right here. See, y'all Democrats, man, y'all think just throwing money around always going to fix it. Like, we throwing money to Ukraine and shit, and we over here ain't having nothing. Yeah, peace to
what,
you.
What
this Brother Bianchi?
Yeah. You hear me?
Yes, sir. How you doing, brother? How you doing?
This young man is misinformed.
Uh-oh. Help us out there, Priyanka. Help us out there.
Minimum wage was not meant to be a livable wage. It was designed for people to have extra income if they wanted to.
Hmm.
If you raise your minimum wage up, guess what else goes up? Work comp insurance goes up. Liability insurance goes up. That's on each employee. That's going to raise the prices. It's more than your little bit that you keep making mention of. It's going to raise the prices just for those items. Insurance, you're going to have an increase in taxes. Your taxes at the federal level, at the state level, and at the local level is going to increase. Now, companies are required to make good fiscal decisions for their stockholders. And stockholders expect a dividend every quarter. So that's one, I mean, the company don't keep all the money. They have to pay stockholders. It was, when they first started, it was the stockholders that put their money up so the business would start. Another thing, you're going to start working less hours. I remember when 40 hours was a work week. Obama came in and made it 32 hours is a full work week.
Wow.
Now, another thing, you talk about this minimum. Black students at some colleges, like Harvard and Yale, they are spotting points on college entrance exam even before they sit down and take the test. Black student is spotted 310 points, Hispanic 270, white 0, and Asians minus 170. Other words, for a perfect score on the SAT, which is 1600, an Asian would have to have 1,770. Now, I believe that prisoners should be rehabilitated so that they can come out and be productive citizens. To hire and bring in and hire these illegals is totally acid. That's what Democrats want to do.
Yes, sir.
So your minimum wage, I just gave you some points. Your tax is gone because you're going to go into it. It's based on the, your amount of salary. You're going to go into a different tax bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Your tax is going up at the state level and local level. So how are you going to come out ahead? They're going to raise your prices. They got to raise the price. If the price is too high, guess what? Customers won't come in to buy. I went to McDonald's just on a whim and looked at the menu. Two cheeseburgers and a small and a medium orange juice. Their medium orange juice today is the size of a small, close to $9. Now, who in the heck going to be paying $9 for that? They're going to lose customers. Then, too, you got another thing to think about, because the employee has to pay part of the insurance. So they're going to go to what? AI, artificial intelligence, which is going to take your place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's your opinion on that?
Okay. It's already... things set up to where people who are going to start receiving a higher salary are going to be, you know, they're going to compensate the cost of paying them those wages by raising the cost of certain or most of the food or the items that you would normally buy. It's no different than anytime you go up on any other thing at any other time when there's a crisis. So every time there was a crisis, the bread went up, the milk went up, the gas keep going up. And so this is just something you must attach to the situation at hand, where you have to put the American people, the American workers first, because if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't have the comforts and the type of things that you have to where you can get something with your convenience and pay a decent, you know, amount for it without it breaking your pocket.
Let me help you out. Let me help you out a little bit. You are not going to come out ahead. If you're making $15 an hour and after it's all said and done with what comes out of your check, don't you think more is going to come out of your check when you go up to 20 because you move up into a higher tax bracket?
Yes, sir.
So you probably will be bringing home less net at $20 an hour than you were at 15. Then you
That doesn't make mathematical sense brother.
I was a structural steel erector. My payroll a week was over $250,000 for my iron workers. We put up high rise and bridges. So I think I know a little bit more about this than you do.
Hmm.
Now, as I said before, your utility bill is going to go up. Because guess what? The people at the utility company, minimum wage, they going to want more money.
That's right.
You know,
your rent's going to go up. Because
everything is
going
to continue to go up until the end of time. There's nothing going to go back down. Everything's going to keep going up, and including the salary of the American people.
You know what you know, see, you on the you got it upside down. You begging for a salary, whereas if you got the right skills, they will beg you to come work for them.
That's it.
Why are you stuck in them low-skill positions? And I hate to say this, blacks are overrepresented in low-paying majors.
Uh-huh.
You don't see Nigerians in those low-paying positions. They have some of the highest household income than whites and even Asians, and they're just as black as Wesley Snipes.
He's not that dark. I don't know why people keep making him so black.
Hang on. If you want to be worth more, you got to have skills that's more demanded. And I can tell you that firsthand.
Right.
I got a grandson just came out of LSU as a petroleum engineer. They call him every night trying to get him to come to work for them. Right out of college, $4,000 to $6,000 per week. Get the degree. Start your children off young and start preparing them for what's in demand. Don't be out there begging for no minimum wage.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
And Elder Bianchi, and here in Memphis, right, they had, it was a McDonald's. They had them out there basically boycotting, protesting. They wanted $15 an hour back then. And guess who was behind a lot of that stuff as well? I had his name on my mind. Oh, Bernie Sanders. Oh, just so happened to be a socialist. And he studied this, Brother Justice. We talk about like Black Lives Matter and a lot of these other people. That was the thing I watched on C-SPAN a couple of years ago. They were talking about democratic socialism. A lot of these young people, they're trying to push them into this all socialism stuff. And, you know, Black Lives Matter, them talk about they anti-capitalism. They're against capitalism. So you're hearing a lot of this stuff that's being pushed because they want to destroy capitalism. They hate it. They can't stand it. You listen to a lot of these new, well, I don't know what they call them, millennial. I don't know what they call these people today. But you listen to a lot of them. They anti-style. They anti-business, man. For you to even just want to even say you want to be a black-owned business, you start making money, they'll be against you. They'll be against you. But they expect you to make your money and just give it away to them. And you just said something, Justin. You need to go talk to your own Democratic Party about that. Well, I know you say you're a libertarian right now, or a librarian, whatever. But you said that they need to worry about the American people. Well, you need to go talk to the Democratic Party, because right now they ain't giving a dog about the American people. And you said it's supposed to be about the American. They don't seem to be liking American people right now. Them the people that's bringing other people in to replace the American people. So you got some convincing to do on your side.
Oh, well, again, I'm neutral of the parties anymore. I'm not
going
to be on any sides anymore because I realize that, you know, after all of the years of me voting, that I've never, ever won every election that I voted in. And so every time I voted, the person that I voted for didn't always win. And a lot of times I didn't support things that the Democrats were gung-ho about. And I couldn't believe it. And I wanted to get rid of all of the ones that wasn't on the side that I was on. And so that made me realize that I couldn't possibly be a full-fledged Democrat because I don't agree with them. And I didn't always agree with them on a lot of issues. And that's why I say that many times when I voted, my candidate didn't win. But the Democratic candidate won. And maybe I chose a different Democrat at that time, and that person didn't win. And so a lot of times when people are voting, they'll get behind people because of its, if it's something like politics and it's something that people don't fully understand, then they'll look at it like a beauty contest. And then they pick the person who looks the best to them instead of the person who has the best plan, who has the best, the most best issues, you know, that, you know, is worth doing something, that this person really knows what they're going to do or what they have, you know, what they want to do. But you'll get these other people who don't have a clue, but they end up winning because what? It was a beauty contest in the eye of the ignorant voters who don't understand anything. They just look at a couple of people up there. They don't see anything but, oh, well, okay, handsome or pretty. And it's the best out of all of what you got up there. And that's how they go. It ain't the person that has the best ideas. It's the person who looks the best.
You
and,
know,
and then for the,
well, Joe
and the last
was,
thing.
The first
well,
thing
ahead,
he
sir.
Done was go after high paying energy, the independent jobs and projects. He went against the Keystone Pipeline. When he stopped that, you had engineering. And I'm talking about black, because I had a black man that was on YouTube, and he was crying. He just bought a house for his family and a truck. And he said he don't know what he's going to do now. You had projects now in Texas and Louisiana he's trying to stop. He had, Trump had tariffs on Russian plate steel that was being imported into the United States, undercutting American companies that was paying American workers. He done away with those tariffs. Tariffs are designed to protect your national and local businesses from cheap imported products. Go home tonight, get a pencil and paper, and look over everything in your house and name something that's made in Russia. It's all made in China.
Mm-mm.
Go check it out. So when they do, you have politicians at that level doing that crazy mess, then you know they're not for Americans. They want to keep you locked into a failing public school system. Now, if some people want to stay there, fine. But you got a lot that don't want their kids there because they can see what it's not doing for them. If you're not getting an education, how are you going to meet the demand for those opportunities and professions that pay a lot of money at some point in time in the future? How are you going to be able to go into higher education and be able to stand the rigors of what's required to get those degrees? Then you wouldn't have to be begging for points before you sit down to even take the test. Think.
Mm-hmm. All right, you know, last thing I would say on you, Big Brother, there, is that, you know, it takes the world, I'm sorry, it takes people to make the world go round. So everybody in the world ain't going to do the same thing. Everybody can't do the same job. Everybody don't have the same mother and father, the same upbringing, the same experiences, the same person to help them or to guide them or teach them. Everybody don't have it. It takes people to make the world go round. So people who get in those special jobs that you have there, and they, you know, that's good. And people who do other things, and people who work for restaurants or the fast food industries or wherever they got to do, it takes people to make the world go round. And those people deserve a livable wage. They deserve to make more than $10 or $12 or $15 even. They deserve that $20 or even more. And it's people who make $200,000 a year. That's like $50 an hour. And well, how do they get it? Sitting on their ass. They ain't doing nothing. They just sit there in front of a computer and they make $200,000 a year.
You know what?
Okay, nobody saying nothing about them. What?
Yeah, let me tell you something about them. It's called supply and demand.
Yes,
it's called a person who has the skills and those who want to pay for those skills. That's what it's called. And I've seen
sitting on their ass making $200,000 a year doing nothing, practically nothing. It's designed for them to win. They designed it for them to win, brother.
Maybe they just, you know, I'm going to tell you, my grandson spent many nights at the library at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning because he had to make the grades. Then they didn't give him nothing. He didn't ask for no special points. These black kids are spending till 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning in the libraries, hitting the books. They're not on the basketball court 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. They're not on the field at 8:30, 9 o'clock at night thinking they're going to become the next Walter Payton or LeBron James. Misrepresented in their time for either one of those. There's nothing nobody is guaranteed. What's guaranteed is your ability to pursue to your heart's desire.
That's right. And just this, you saying like that, right? Okay. I know guys that on the job, they're always complaining about they ain't making enough money, they ain't making this. But hell, bro, you can't even get them to do the job they supposed to be doing. They don't want to do their paperwork right. They go out there and throw people trash cans all over the street, all kind of ways. They won't put them back. You know, they blocking people mailboxes and all this type of stuff. You can't even get them to do the job properly, but they always hollering about they want more money. And number one, you talk about those people that's sitting at the computer. You think everybody's capable to just jump up there and do their job? Hey, they making all this damn money sitting at the computer. You think you probably can do that, what they doing? Maybe like being an architect, they sit on the computer designing, you know, a draft to make, like Pionka said, a skyscraper. You think you can sit there and do that?
People,
maybe with everybody they doing?
People to make the world go round.
We understand that, but everybody cannot do the same thing. It's just like you might just think, oh, I could do that shit. I've seen people just, simple as that, right on the go, oh, I could do that, right on the back of a garbage truck and dump cans until some people get out there, get their ass out there and try to do it and run and gun like we do. Man, shit, I can't do this here, bro. Just because you see a person doing it, you think, man, that ain't nothing. Bro, okay, why don't you apply
to day trade?
Yeah, go apply to do the job then. That's all. Like I said again, you when you go and chose
trade,
go ahead, Breon. Go ahead.
I know some people that day trade stock and options at the computer every day, and they make anywhere from $1,000, $15,000, $3,000, $5,000 up to $20,000. It depends on their skill level. They sit at a computer. Some only
I'm not mad at nobody.
But that's what you were saying. People making money to sitting on their tail at a computer.
I'm not mad at them. But
you had to be because you brought it up. You had to be
mad
at them.
Nor do they have pity for those who don't do it. Everybody can't make it.
Like I said, it takes people to make the world go round.
But what does that mean, Jeff?
Everybody can't do that. Everybody don't know all that stuff.
Why did you say that then? Why did you say the people just sitting on their butt at the computer? Why did you bring
it
up?
Because it's easy money for them.
It's not easy money.
Alpha
they
male,
have a guy
male,
in skill.
Help me out here if you want to or to go
Alpha
ahead.
Alpha male ain't going to be on your side. You know damn well Alpha male ain't going to be on your side. It takes a skill, Justice. I should be making what a doctor make, but I can't do open heart surgery. I can't take out a kidney. I don't know none of that stuff, but I deserve to be making what a doctor make. I can't go in the courts and defend you as a lawyer. I don't know the first thing about it, so I should be making what lawyers make.
I ain't mad at nobody. I'm telling you. I'm just saying, though, those people deserve $20 an hour, period.
No, they don't. Just because you say you deserve it, don't mean, like you said, again, when you think about it, you can say what you deserve all you want to, but when you think about it, if I'm already making 20 and you jack minimum wage up to 20 and they come in making 20, hey, look, I want some more money too then, because them people, hey, no, you ain't finna make what I'm making, bro. Look, I was all, my money got to go up too.
It sure do. So why
but
not?
Then it, everything else going to go up with it. That's what we said. Nothing's
going
to remain
up anyway.
The same.
Everything keep going up. You, the only people who ain't getting the benefit is the workers. Everything,
but brother, you still,
well,
listen, you're not paying attention to what you even saying. You say, okay, well everything else going to go up. Well, you still going to be at the same, you still going to be at the starting gate, bro. You not going to get, you know, they still going to be where they at right now. Like Bianca said, he made me talk about that. I ain't even think about that. When they go to $20 an hour, like you said again, their tax bracket going to go up.
No, it ain't
going
to go up.
You see,
they're going to
be
much.
Paying more taxes. You think they're going to let them give them $20 an hour? They're not going to take out more taxes on them because they just gave them $20 an hour? Come on, bro. You talking about the government.
Bro, it depends on if you have children or not. If you a single person, you ain't hardly taking out taxes. If you got children, that's when they take out more taxes.
Like everybody don't have children. Everybody don't have the
pay. Wait a minute. Hang on for a second. Don't you know a single person is in a higher tax bracket than one that's married, especially one that's married, filing jointly? Where you come up with this stuff, man?
I don't have any children, and I'm a single person. I
don't
claim nobody.
Wait a minute. I'm not jumping on you. I'm just jumping on the things you're saying. If you don't have none, how can you speak wisely in people that are in that position?
Because those people who file taxes
that
have children,
that
they get back more.
They say single people get paid more taxes than those that's married. It's called the marriage penalty tax. Boy. Well, actually, it's the single penalty tax. If you single, you're going to pay more taxes than a person that's married. Especially
right
one
that's
married.
Firsthand, Dave, on that one.
Hey, Bianca, you right on that one. Out of all the shit y'all said all night, I'm going to tell you something. They forgot to take the taxes out of what I went through with my ex-employer, one of my ex-employees that stole my identity and shit. I'm telling you something. Them motherfuckers, man, didn't take the taxes out the checks that they was cashing under my name. And that year, I'm going to tell you something. I was supposed to have got $1,500 back that year. Man, they made me pay back like $3,200 back. I was like, what the fuck? I damn near wanted to jump off that goddamn bridge, Bianca. They took this shit and made me pay back that shit just for filing single. I'm like, y'all niggas ain't shit. I ain't lying, Bianca. Yeah, look.
But
Bianca,
see, they changed the tax code right when Trump got in there. Y'all know that, right? And so now, every year, it's still changing.
Trump won't
end it's still changing.
That shit happened, motherfucker. That dog. This shit was when Biden was in the motherfucking office. I don't want to hear shit.
Trump had already changed the stuff that messed it up. You used to get back way more on you when you filed your taxes. Now I damn near almost had to owe them. I almost owed them. I swear to God.
Wait a minute.
They changed the tax code, man, and they still changed it.
Justice, listen here. You got to stop saying that. You know why come you don't get more back? Because you have less taxes taken out of your check. Mm-hmm. Think. You get more of your money on your weekly paycheck than it was before.
Right.
So how are you going to get more back if they ain't taking it out?
I understand, but see, like, you know, when you used to something and then it don't be that way, then you have to do the math. You're like, oh, okay, I understand why I'm not getting as much back as I used to because Trump changed
That's
all the code.
That's
why a
lot of people
are
complaining,
I don't get back nothing.
I ain't getting much back. Why would you want them to hold your money all year long? Wouldn't it do you better to be in your own pocket?
Yeah, I like it the way it is now anyway. Forget about it. You know, I ain't tripping on that now. I mean, cool. I like the way they changed it, actually.
That's Justice, boy. But just all I can tell you, go get you a wife or go get you some children. One of the two.
You're right about that. That's the only way I'm going to get some money back on my file when I file.
Hey, Aria, if he do that, trannies can't have no kids.
Oh, damn.
And neither can blow-up dolls.
But you got a lot of Hispanic coming over here, Justin. Yeah, because, you might can grab you one of them Latinos.
Yeah, but a blow-up doll ain't going to take your butt to court.
Chief Rabbi is going to be fine there. Chief Rabbi, he's going to be cool.
Hey, you right about that. Justice, you might get one of them Justice Puerto Rican, ain't he? Ain't Justice Puerto Rican.
Come on with all that. Now, you know good and well, I'm black.
Well, we know, man. We know you. You going to be having 100 damn children, bro. You Barrico.
I'm a Native American, Negro, Black American.
Oh, nigga, you talk like a damn Puerto Rican, bro. You even got a Puerto Rican damn New York accent. That's the way they fucking talk. Talking about your ass from Detroit. You sound like a nigga from the Bronx.
Don't try to deflect from them blow-up dolls that don't talk back to you.
Hey. His ass sound like he from Jerusalem Avenue, bro.
Well, anyway, I'm going to get off of here. But one thing about them blow-up dolls, when you get done with them, you pull the plug, let the air out, wash them off, and put them in the drawer. I see you guys.
All right. Appreciate it, Elder. Appreciate it, Bianca. Yes, sir. I got a little quick clip I want to throw in here. I'm going to see what this brother here. I got to play here. I like his accent. He got that New York Mafia accent. I once said, the mafia accent. Let me play this right.
So you see what happened with these six squatters that got arrested. These illegal alien squatters in somebody else's home that they are invading. They weren't arrested because of that. These illegal alien squatters were arrested because they had shitloads of fucking guns, ammo, drugs, and they lived right across the street from an elementary school. Now, I want to be the mayor for 5 fucking minutes. Somebody pass me that torch right now. Because I would have the first line of business, executive order, is to have every one of these illegal alien young men of military age, violent scum-sucking criminals, I'd have them dropped off and force them to live in their houses, are you liberal fucking cocksuckers who support this sanctuary city? Give me that fucking torch for 5 minutes.
Yes, sir. I like dude. Yeah. I like dude. He's something else, man. I've been checking him out on Twitter, man. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I like that. Send me that. I want to send me that. I want to hear that guy.
Yeah, he's up in New York, man. He stay on them damn for. But he right. Oh, and by the way, he talking about them squatters in New York. Them, they letting them, man, get away with that. But I've seen some. What's his name? What's the guy's name? The mayor of he's the governor, right, of Florida. What's the brother? What's his name, Justice?
DeSantis.
Yeah. You know, they just passed a law that hey, they can kick them squatters' ass up out of there. There's some new law.
Yeah, they did.
Protecting the homeowners. See, that's the difference again between these damn Democrats and the Republicans. Like, if you got property, and see, that's the difference, man. We're saying, hey, you know, they're fighting for us to keep our freedom and things of this nature. These suckers are trying to give up everything. They are trying to give all our shit away to everybody else, to goddamn China and everybody else, to hell, maybe the Ukrainians and every damn body, trying to give all of our shit away. You know, it's just crazy. So this was another thing we talk about, fight for free. And then y'all better pay attention to this. Oh, I'm going to tell y'all this one here. Oh, shit, hold up, man. Goddamn, this is what I really want to throw out. Here in the city of Memphis, last week, crazy shit. I know we had to take a vacation for a little while, but they had supposed to have this meeting. I'm trying to find this one. A meeting. It got so-called mayors, a council of black mayors supposed to have came to Memphis, right? and talk about the crime and talk about, okay, here it is, Channel Action News 5. It says, mayors across the U.S. meet in Memphis for a public safety coalition. Let me see, can I get this video to play a little bit, load up. Now, all of these mayors they brought in, all supposed to be black. Now, here it is, all this black bullshit right there.
In less than 24 hours, more than a dozen mayors from around the country will meet right here in Memphis to have conversations, open conversations about crime and solutions that have worked in their cities. Thank you for joining us. I'm Joy Redmond.
And I'm Joe Burge. Action News 5's Bria Bolden shares what they will discuss and what Memphis Mayor Paul Young had to say tonight about this coalition. Bria?
Yeah, well, we often hear about these discussions about leaders across the state, the city, the county, having these closed-door discussions on public safety. But this is the first time we will have leaders from across the country meeting here in Memphis to talk about it. Leaders from Atlanta, Los Angeles, New Orleans, Charlotte, Jackson, Mississippi, and more will make their way to Memphis Wednesday with one issue on the agenda, public safety.
We thought it was important for us to host this dialogue and really find some solutions.
The Black Mayor's Coalition. Coalition on Crime is a new collaboration with Mayor Paul Young in partnership with the African American Mayors Association. We caught up with the mayor during a stop on his One Memphis tour in Fraser Tuesday night.
Hear what's working in the respective communities, and it'll be a closed-door dialogue where we're just exchanging ideas on how we can make our respective cities better.
The city says that...
I'm going to stop there because it's making me sick to the goddamn stomach even listening to that. Now, it's supposed to be a coalition of black mayors. L.A., supposed to be in New York. I don't even know if they showed up. Chicago, Eric Adams, you know, New York, Chicago, all these black mayors coalition. It's supposed to be coming down here and, you know, talking about how they're going to, you know, all of these goddamn cities that they have are high crime rated city. I mean, yeah, high crime rated cities. Now, ain't no goddamn way. Really, to me, Dave, I got to tell you, Dave, ain't nothing but a goddamn boule meeting. That's all it was, Dave. It was a black boule affair. That's all it was. They're not going to do a goddamn thing to, because I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you, the mayor here is named Paul Young, right? I don't know if it was right after that meeting or right before. I think it might have been right before. He was at a restaurant called Folks Folly here, and a guy... they claiming he was drunk, but anyway, the mayor was at a restaurant, and the guy tried to get in his car, get in the mayor's car and shit like that. They say he actually kind of grabbed the mayor, and but don't y'all know they didn't even want to report it. If somebody had leaked it out to one of the news agencies here, a newspaper, and once they put it out, I think it's called the Daily Memphian. And once they got out through there, all the major news agencies, the big news, they didn't even know about it. They didn't even know it. Somebody else leaked it out to little low-level news agencies. But they didn't even want to report. They tried to hide it. And when he tried to make it look like, well, the guy was just drunk, and, you know, my security team just told him, man, just go on about your business. But this is the mayor, right? And you grab the mayor and try to enforce your way into his car? Come on, bro. Come on now. With all this goddamn shit that's going on in Memphis, and this the mayor, and number one, you got all this security team and all that. Now, what if you thought they tried to do this shit to Joe Biden and all of them, you know, somebody like that? Come on. So they played it off like the guy was just intoxicated. Nah. He was trying to hide the shit because he didn't want to make it look like, because now he ran off a campaign talking about how he didn't want to lock people up. That was one of his things. And just like a lot of them doing, they don't want to, we don't want to lock people up. And, you know, hey, man, these violent ass people out here, what they doing shit to people, man, lock they ass up. Excuse my language, but they need to be locked up, bro. They're out here shooting people and beating people. My wife had an incident not too long ago. Somebody damn near tried to, we don't know if they tried his car or what, but it was at a service station that she went to, like a Kroger service station. And they said, a week or something before that, I didn't hear it. My wife, my mother-in-law was talking about it. The same service station my wife went to, an elderly lady about 80-some years old, they beat her and carjacked her and stole her car. And the lady just recently just died too. But my wife was at a service station. It was a long line. And it's broad daylight. So they don't give a fuck about no daylight. And they don't give a fuck about no crowd. But she was getting trying to get gas. But it was a line. A car was in front of her at the pump. So she was just going to get out and go ahead and pay. But when she got out, and she said she was in line, and she just heard people blowing their horns and stuff. So she just thought, you know, she didn't really like paying attention to what was going on. She looked around. She didn't, you know what the hell they people blowing at. But she looked and she saw this guy standing at her car, you know, right like by the, like he was trying to get ready to pump gas at her car. She was looking like, what the hell is he doing? And they said the lady had already, the cashier was out, you know, because they got to like pump with a cashier somewhat outside. And she was telling her, if y'all ain't not going to buy nothing, man, get away from here. She said, the guy started cursing the lady out. But my wife said she saw him just standing by her car, and it was like, damn, what the hell is he doing? And then there was a guy came up, an elderly brother came up and told her, hey, you need to get in your car and get out of here. So she was like, it was already red flags. She seen him standing there, but she was like, yeah, the guy said, you need to get in your car and get out of here. He said, they trying to take your car. And just so happened, she ended up, the guy, I guess he had walked off and got it. She said when she got ready to get in the car, she looked over because they was at a pump over from her. And it was five guys in the car. So she said probably when they were blowing, people were blowing their horn, they probably would do what might have been, they saw him probably shaking her door handles after she got out. But luckily when she get out of the car, she unlocked the car. And some people, they will get out the car, leave the goddamn key. I've seen people steal, with all this carjacking and stealing people shit going on, people still leave their cars running. So they probably thought they was going to get her like that. And I've been warning her because I had just bought her, you know, a little piece, like I said, peace be still. And she didn't have it on her, but I've been told her. So that kind of scared the hell out of her. I told her, I took her to the damn shooting range this goddamn weekend, last weekend. So, yeah. You got to take something. But the point is, these bouncers out here doing shit, man, and causing havoc and reaping havoc, they do to grab the mayor ass. You know they don't give a fuck about what happened. But these black-ass mayors, and y'all notice what's going on in all these cities, all of these black mayors, and they putting in positions, and ain't nothing but goddamn puppets. They don't give a fuck about you, your safety. They using all this old black shit because of, well, racism, white folk been locking us up, disenfranchising us. But still, again, okay, even with that, we still shouldn't be letting these goddamn crazy-ass, hardened criminals and shit do shit that's hurting people out here, man, robbing people. We still shouldn't let them goddamn it go. And even the jailhouse down here now. I'm telling you, man, sometimes just because we say black people this, black people, we need more black people to run this. Man, sometimes I'm so sick of that shit because, like, sometimes black people will F up a lot of shit more than any goddamn body else. And it's a prime example of what we're seeing right now. So I don't give a fuck about talking about we got to put a black person in here, the first black. Fuck, keep my friends, y'all, but I got to say it. Fuck the first black any goddamn thing. I'm so sick of that bullshit because a lot of black people getting into positions now and they fucking shit up because even the jailhouse downtown, they used to have to, because they had a lawsuit a couple of years ago. They had, you know, they had to put deputies inside the dorms with, you know, the inmates. Because there was so much rain, fighting, and people getting stabbed to death. So the feds was about to take over the jailhouse. So they had to put people in there. Now these was white people who were running as administrators over the jail. Now they got a black dude. He been running it. Named Floyd Bonner. He took over the jail. He's the sheriff. So the sheriff is over the jail. It's fucked up in there. There's somebody said they are short about damn near 400 some officers. It's messed up in that shit, man. It is pretty messed. When the black folk took it over, it just effed that whole shit up, man. It's so much cutting up. People are dying left and right up in that goddamn place. So I don't want to be hearing that bullshit. Man, we need more black people in play. What? More black people in charge to do what? Fuck shit up. And they put them in places where black people, other black people live. These boule-ass Negroes, I'm sick of them. I'm fucking sick of them. So don't give me that bullshit. Black is a black man in charge. Some of these black folks ain't shit. And y'all, excuse my language, but I got to tell the goddamn truth. Sometimes I get sick of motherfucking black folk. Dang on bullshit. So don't give me this, sell me that bullshit. Because all these goddamn coalition of black mayors. And like I said, like some of the people that I've listened to some radio stations, like, goddamn, how come y'all didn't call? Oh, damn, why y'all didn't call no mayors from cities to ask them how that they, because there were some more cities that had high crime rates. How come y'all didn't call them in to help or get some advice? They brought all mayors in from high crime rated ass, piss poor ass cities. Well, when you would have called somebody in that did have a high crime rate and what was going on, and then they implemented something that brought the crime rate down, when you would have brought them in, they didn't want to do that. Because like they were talking about Nashville. It was Nashville been cutting up, but they didn't bring him in. Why? Because he was white. It was an all-black affair. Bullshit. But I just had to throw that out there, man. It's just hey, fucking ridiculous.
Yes, sir, bro. You know what? I'm with you on that one. I'd have been in all the black organizations. And like I said before, when you want to do something for black folks, in those black organizations, there's black people that will make sure you don't do it. Trust me, that's why I say I'm done with all the black organizations. They're there to bring your ass down. They ain't there to help nobody out. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you something. It's gotten so bad, and I talked about this in my lecture. I don't know. Y'all can look at it on the talk show. It was a lecture I did, Yeshua Jesus versus the inner city. I talked about how black organizations are getting low in numbers. Not just black organizations, not just the black churches, but the ones over there that, like the Masonic organizations, the Divine Nine, those organizations, the younger generation are not joining that shit. I'm just saying, they allow people with associate's degrees to join that shit now. So, yeah, Aria, I'm going to put that out to y'all who listening. Black organizations aren't doing too well. Hell, they just, matter of fact, Nation of Islam in my state shut. They bought a building and they shut that shit down because they can't even afford it because they can't even get two people in there for a while. Nobody's joining that shit. Yeah, they shut down. They had a building down here. It's crazy. I knew a lot of those brothers, even though I wasn't a part of that nation. Back when I was Muslim, I was visiting that old building. And they moved because they was renting out the building. And then they ended up moving. And they got their own building.
You're going low, Day.
Can't hear me?
There you go.
Moving and getting their own building. And not too long ago, probably about a year ago, a couple of weeks ago, I drove by that new building. And they took the sign down. There ain't nothing there. It's just, yeah. They ain't got nothing. They shut the whole chapter down here. Yeah. Nation of Islam is doing terrible in Virginia. And also, the Israelite camps are coming in and out just like Bloods and Crip gangs. Damn. I ain't lying. They got so many Israelites, so many organizations, and they're not denomination. Like, you remember how they used to have Church of God and Christ, Church of this. And
yes, sir.
Man, church is a non-denomination in the state of Virginia. I'm being serious. You got church for every fucking day. Matter of fact, I said it in my lecture, there's churches that meet in churches. They got church buildings where you might have like 10 different people to meet out that motherfucker. You might, goddamn. Y'all preaching Jesus, but y'all got the same organization in the same building. Maybe y'all need to merge. Yeah, that's how terrible it is. Yeah. Yeah. State of Virginia, black organizations are not doing good.
I'm just going to put that shit out there. That's not doing good at all. It is, I'm being sure, terrible-fucking-able. Shit. And even with Divine Nine organizations, they used to have, like, for instance, a lot of the Delta and Sigmas and all that. A lot of their chapters, numbers are so low, they're suspending them. They're suspending them. And I know this because I have family that's all part of this shit. Me, I don't condone that shit. I don't. But I have cousins and family that went to HBCU. And I'm being serious. They're recruiting out of high schools to join that shit. Yeah. Shit. They're allowing transgender women to join the Divine Nine organization.
Hey, Brother Dave,
I'm
going to ask you a question. When you talk about them, are they closing down some of these HBCUs? Because I heard something about in Memphis, they was talking about TSU, something about some funding.
Yeah.
But now they're kicking some people off the board. Aren't they closing down some of them, brother?
Yeah, they are. They are. And I wish Pianki had stayed on. He know a lot about this shit, too. Yeah, they're shutting down a lot of ain't nobody dealing with that shit, man. Numbers are low. Numbers are low. I'm going to tell you something. All y'all got to do, and Ari, I noticed, you know, some people don't like research. I do a lot of it. It's legally, you could go to any courthouse in any state and look at the numbers of nonprofit organizations. You can. And the numbers for these organizations are fucking terrible. Excuse my language, but they're fucking terrible. I look at this shit every couple of months. I look at numbers for organizations, like active on roles, and I'm going to tell you something. They lose them by hundreds, especially in the state of Virginia. Shit, fraternities, I look at numbers. They lose them by hundreds. Yearly, it used to be people used to just drop off roles for organizations, but shit, they dropped it by thousands. Ain't nobody giving a fuck about that stuff no more. Yeah, I'm being serious. Look at the numbers. Look at all you got to do with any organization, anybody listening, you can look this shit up. What are the number of people that are on the roles for different organizations? They're dropping I'm talking about by numbers. They dropping by hundreds, thousands. Yeah. Shit. Yeah. This is some people in the state of Virginia. We got synagogues that are just being abandoned. Yeah. Because they're foreclosed and there ain't nobody going. Shit. Probably one or two old people joining and that's it. Yeah, shit. Nobody join that shit no more. Yeah.
Now here's something. See, this computer boy, these phones be. I guess these phones do be listening to you because I'm just thumbing through my little news app, and damn, this thing did pop up. It says Tennessee. I didn't even say Google nothing. It just a news thing, daily, whatever they call this thing. But anyway. It's talk about it says Tennessee State University Board disbanded by MAGA. Here they go with the racism bullshit. But anyway, by MAGA loyalists as an assault on DE&I continues. That's what they saying. They saying Tennessee State is the only public historical black college and university that faces a turbulent future as the governor Bill Lee dissolve his board, a move supported by the racist conservative and MAGA Republicans in Tennessee Assembly. They always got to throw that in there. Boy, that's how they go get you. At least I'm talking about Kamala Harris, funk ass. But yeah. And Justice, I'm just looking at something. You want a job making $20 an hour, you can move to West Memphis because they got a job fair. Right now, they're getting ready to open up the Family Dollar Warehouse, and they need, what was it? I think it was 400, I think it said damn near 400 employees, and they starting off at $20 an hour. So there you go right there. Starting the dough, $20 an hour. Yep.
Wow. You know, I hate Philly now. You know, I'll consider, but your city ain't no better than mine as far as crime.
This,
so.
Nah, this West Memphis. This ain't Memphis. This across the bridge. This a little country ass town. Well.
Oh,
so,
it's
yeah.
better over there. I still make
they got
more
a
lit than
crime.
$20 an hour right now. I make more than 20 already, so
yeah,
I ain't,
got a
lit
crime.
Me. I'm talking about for the people who need to live on a livable wage. Because I make more than $20 an hour.
Go find a goddamn job that's paying more. And that's it.
I make more than 20. I'm good. I'm just talking about the people who don't have it.
Go find a job that could pay more. Like I said, they chose that. Like when I chose, like when I went to them in place, they told me they was like when I first started, I ain't have shit because you know I knew my background and all that. When they told me, hey, well, this job only paying like it was going to the garbage company one time. Hey man, that job only paying $7.25 an hour. I was like, well, fuck it, I need it. Let me go. I go because a lot of people, they didn't want to go because they didn't want to deal with the guy. I'm like, hey, shit, I go. Hell, I heard him raise my hand and went out there. But hey, I needed the tea. You know what I'm saying? Hey, what they say, some beat none. So I went out there and I worked for it. So, you like I said,
I'm fighting for
they're not
wage
rounding
for the
up
American
people, making them.
That's
this
it.
Is not
a fair
China.
Wage what? For the American people. That's all I'm fighting for
now,
here.
Now, what's okay. This is not North Korea where they make you. In North Korea, you can't go and pick your goddamn career. I think this, I'm hoping I'm saying that right, North Korea. They can't, you don't choose. They choose your job for you. Your goddamn, when you born, your job is already picked out for you. You can go pick where you want to go, where you want to work for. That's why I said, if that's not for you, you can go somewhere else. And
I agree
well,
with
hiring
I agree,
to make
but
money.
Everybody can't do everything, and it takes people to make the world go right.
Find that's excuse me. Go find what you can do, what you're qualified to do. You know what? That's why I keep on saying, and I got to utilize this, and I got to say this, like I said, as a living testimony. And now, and this ain't no braggadocious because some people you probably be ashamed to say it, bruh. I can get my black ass out here and do it. I got. All these goddamn felonies on my jacket that they try to damn near hold you against. I don't have a fucking high school diploma. I don't even have a fucking GED. I don't have a junior high goddamn it diploma. But, bruh, how the hell I can get my ass out here and I can do it? I don't make no goddamn minimum wage now. I ain't making no way up there. But I do make double digits. And it ain't no goddamn $10 an hour or nothing. I make over, like I said, I will say over 20. How I can do it, bro, with all of these so-called strikes against me, I can do it. Come on, bro, you can do it. There's people, like I said, you got people right now, brother, that has high school diploma. They have college degrees. And when some people have jobs, and you can't get they black ass to even come to work right now. You can't even get them to come to work. You can't even beg them to come to work.
Hey,
you can give them $30.
Hey.
You still can't get them to come to work. So, bro, it's these individuals. A lot of this shit is excuses. If you working at McDonald's, you chose that fucking job.
I
worked at
Elder
McDonald's
Bianchi.
Before.
Elder Bianchi, gone. You still
yeah, he
out
gone.
There?
But you chose that, bro. So, come on. Let's stop letting these people play with people, bro. This is these talking points from some of these punk-ass people, like these politicians that sell these people this bullshit. Like I told you, I keep saying again, I worked for $7.25, bro, and I had $131 a week coming out of my damn check for child support. I maintained.
Where's
it was hard as hell.
Sunray,
that's when survival kick in. Here come in, his mic over. Here come in one, but it's all about this.
Hey, Alpha Mel,
couldn't make an excuse,
I need
Justice.
You to answer. No, I need him to answer the question we were talking about earlier, right?
What was the question?
Okay, but I need him to come on though. I don't want to just be throwing something out there. I need to another voice to be.
You might
say
it again. It might go open. You might not want to come on.
Go ahead, Justice. Talk your shit, nigga. Go ahead.
But what was the question, Jess?
No, because I needed
Dave might get answers for you.
Answer. No, because no, I know Alpha Male, Micah. I know Alpha Male got an opinion. I know he do.
Nigga,
say it. That alpha male might come in and cuss your ass out. Go ahead.
No, I want him to come on. I ain't trying to. All right, I'll throw it out there. All right. I was going to ask the senior elder about the earring.
Alpha male, one of them serpents. He going to sneak on in like a snake and bite
I know he's a sniper. I know about the sniper and all that. I ain't tripping about the sniper.
Are you going back to the earring thing?
Yeah, I'm going back to the earring question. Like, I wanted to ask the elder if in his time that – were they the ones that started the I wanted to know when if they was the ones that started the earring thing, you know, as far as what side to wear it on and whatnot. And then Alpha Mel, he knows something about it. He might know. He might have one in his right ear though, but I don't know.
Now Justice. Now I gotta be his attorney at law. I gotta be just an Alpha Mel attorney at law. Alpha male, hey. That's why he's alpha male. He ain't fucked up by no earring. They think alpha male want to answer a question about a goddamn earring. Now, you already know better than that, Justice.
You said some earrings. Nigga, hey, Justice. Nigga, wait. Justice a damn work for Ulta or something, don't he? That nigga work at Claire's. I know you do. That nigga work at
The thing about it is, I ain't never had no earrings in neither one of my ears. Okay?
Nigga, but why you concentrate on nigga earrings, dude? You gay. That is some gay bullshit, girl. You probably gonna be...
I'm trying to flip the script. You got it in the gay ear, not me. You got it in the gay ear. You got a hole in your gay ear.
I'm still trying to wonder, though. I don't know, just what constituted... That because if a man has an earring in his right ear, he's gay. He would be a we can't say gay because you have to be gay when you actually do a sexual act with another man. Well, I don't know what you call it, effeminate or
look,
whatever.
I'm sticking to the traditional code of the black man. Okay, you got your earring in the wrong ear, then that means you gay.
I ain't never heard that one though, but I don't know. I ain't never heard of it, but I don't know.
Okay.
Somewhere you got an earring?
No, hell no.
You
I told
ever
you
had
I tried
one in one of your ears.
I tried it when I was little, when I was younger, about 12. It was in my left.
Tried it? What that mean? What that mean by trying it?
I tried to get my ears pierced. I tried to do the ear, not my ear, my ear. I did it in the left ear.
So how do you try? You either do or you don't. How do you try?
Hell no, I couldn't take that goddamn pain. See, back in the day, like I said, I'm going to tell you how we did it. Like, and my partner, he did it. He did his first. Like I said, it was a fad for us. We were young. We were 12, 13 years old bullshitting around because we seen everybody else was doing it. Back then, we did it. You know, them old wooden clothes hangers. I mean, not hangers, excuse me, clothes pins. We was getting a little
right.
ice on our ear, then get that goddamn clothespin and put it on your ear and try to numb it, and then get the thread needle, the left ear. Then we'll get the left hot pin once we numb it, and then we'll stick it in there. I tried it. Now, I did it. That shit hurt like motherfucker. I was like, oh, hell no. Nah. I ain't lying. I tried. But like again, we were 12 and 13 years old. We didn't know anything about this, nothing being, if I had did the right ear, I didn't know nothing about no damn gay. We seen this trend that was going on like a TikTok shit back in the day, like a cinnamon challenge. We were just doing what we saw was a fad. We didn't know nothing about, wouldn't nobody say if you put it in your right ear, you gay. We didn't know nothing about that. Because, hell, my family, when you know, your ass, when you don't, like I said, you didn't even talk about nobody being gay. Like I said, I had said the word, because I heard my mama say it before, and I said the word bulldagger. I was talking about cousin, we was out there playing. I said, you bulldagger? She said, oh, what'd you say? Don't you ever let me hear you say that out your mouth no more. So you couldn't say that shit in our family. You couldn't say that. But now we hear it, it's you know, you hear all this stuff. But no, about all that left ear, nah, bro. We did that at a young age. Like Dave said, his mama did it when he was 8. Dave didn't do that to his goddamn self. He told you how old he was. So you can't blame him. You know, so you can't say he did it. He was gay. Yeah, he told you
I'm
how he got
I'm trying to find
here.
Out where it all started. Like, if the
that's,
elder
that's what I'm asking you.
Explain.
That's the question we need to ask you. Where did it come from? And what did it even
it
say?
Is
that the person
was,
who even started it said
like
that a man, if a man put in a right ear or whatever ear who said it was a homosexual thing, that might have been started by a homosexual. You never know. That shit there might have been started by, like they said about the sagging. You never know. A lot of that shit probably was started by a fucking homosexual. Sylvester probably started that shit. That he knows Sylvester here today.
He's almighty real.
Yeah. He might have started that shit back in the day. Because you do know a lot of the homosexuals started a lot of the goddamn, they was always the fashion designers and all this shit. It was, I mentioned this again, and I had to get him credit for this. I like this. Bishop Nathaniel of Israel United in Christ, he did a video. They did a video, and I like this video they were bringing out. It made a hell of a lot of sense. Talking about these women with all these lace fronts and all of this shit, even how they wear their makeup. That style that they're having now come from transgenders. And when they were saying it, they showed the picture. Why these transgenders be wearing the wigs and the makeup, how they had the eyelashes, how they got the stuff. And they showed women with that. They showed the picture of the transgender. They showed the women. And I was like, God be damn. Showing the hell, a drag show. And some of these women now, you see them with these hairstyles and shit. Some women look like transgender. I mean, real women now, but they look like fucking transgender because of the hairstyles, the wig, the lace fronts, the eyelashes, because they get this shit, the makeup stylist. Because you look at a lot of them, what was it? Back in the days, I used to be sitting there watching this shit with my wife. When I think it was Atlanta Housewives first started. I think it was Atlanta Housewives, one of them. They had two homosexual dudes on the show, and a lot of these they were makeup artists and shit like that. So you see a lot of so that made sense when he was saying it. It does, because a lot of them they were the makeup artists. So yeah, so a lot of women now they got hairstyles they got and shit from homosexuals. Jody Wally, y'all remember Jody Wally with Shalimar?
Mm-hmm.
The dude, what's his name, brother Dave? Help me out. Jeffrey Daniels. Was his name Dave?
Yeah, Jeffrey Daniels. That's his name. Jeffrey Daniels. Come on. Dance Electric. That was her husband.
Not him. Hold on. I might be talking about the wrong one. Hold up. I might be talking
Jeffrey
about the wrong
Daniels.
One.
That was her
the dude.
Husband.
Now, I'm talking about this dude here was her hairstyle. He ain't her husband. The dude here was gay. He was a hairstylist. He came out, you know, he was a hairstylist. Then he started dancing on Soul Train, but then he came out with his own album, too. What was his brother name? You know who I'm talking about?
Shalimar? Talk about Jermaine Stewart.
Was it Jermaine Stewart?
You talking about his medicine? We don't have to take our clothes off.
Was he the one her hairstylist?
Yeah.
No, because this dude, whoever this dude was, this dude here, he started off, he was on Soul Train with them, because they all started off on Soul Train.
Yeah.
But he was her hairstylist.
Jermaine Stewart.
Let me mute myself and look it up right fast.
Jermaine Stewart, he smashed off. We don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time. No. We could dance and party, and he died of AIDS too. He was gone with Magic Johnson. That's who Magic Johnson caught the monster from. It's Jermaine Stewart. Yeah.
I'm trying to find him, man. I forgot the dude's name, but yeah. Anyway, but yeah, I'm just
Jermaine
trying, I know he.
Stewart, that's his name.
That was he was the one.
Yeah, he was one that gave Magic Johnson the monster.
Yeah, because I just remember they was it might have been you right because I know they said that he was her hair some whoever this guy was he started off as a hairstylist, so that's why I'm just going back to that part. That's where a lot of these women get this shit from now, from these trans and these drag shit. Who was it?
Hey, you know who he looked like?
Who was it?
Justice girl from Michelle Obama.
Just,
That's the girl from Michelle Obama.
Come on with all that. You need to have some respect for that black woman. She's a black woman.
Yeah, bro, Dave right. Yeah, bro, Dave was right. For $5,000, he right. Yeah, well, Jermaine Stewart, yeah.
Yeah, sweet ass. He gave him and Magic Johnson. That's where he got the monster from. He was going to write a book about Magic Johnson, little fruity ass, too. And you know, as his son turned out to be a drag queen, his girlfriend was a drag queen, and then he ended up, his son came a drag queen. Yep. Big old 6'5" fruitcake. Hey, Justice, you gotta realize, man, these guys is terrible. Them Democrats, you gotta let them go. They fruity as hell. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Man. And that damn dude that and they were looking at the dude that started this old whole visibility shit. It was a, I don't know what the hell. I guess it was a dude. That mug looked just like the damn the penguin. You know, penguin on Batman. He looked just like that. That's an ugly mother sucker. God damn, that's a, but it's, I don't know if that was a dude. Every day we're trying to figure out, is that a dude or is it a woman? We don't know what the fuck that thing is. That's a pillow.
Hey.
Yeah, peace to the brother Alpha Male.
No way, OG. I hear you, OG Alpha.
That Fat Albert. Fat Albert. Did I hear hey? Fat Albert.
Brother Pianchi, I mean, he knocked that shit out of the park. Matter of fact, it's funny because I think we dialed in at the same time, you know, because we just want to explain the same shit. So I'm not going to repeat everything he said, but he was right on point. But the only thing I say to add to that is, like, you can't see the secret tag. So, you know, the secret tax is the extra money on top of, you know, everyday groceries, gas, utilities. They slip them in. They call them, like, little services or all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, that's the secret tax. So if they give you $25 extra, trust me, they're taking 22. You just don't know it. You don't see it. So... But, yeah, he was right on point. I couldn't really add nothing to that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You made me think, too, Al-America. Remember some, it was a while back, people were talking about leaving California because they were talking about they couldn't afford to stay out there because shit was so high. And then now you want to jack it up, you know, constantly pretending you helping the people, but jacked them out, minimum wage, $20. Shit, you think it's higher than California.
Well, they might be doing them a favor because, you know, California is about to slip off into the water.
Mm.
It ain't going to last a whole lot longer. You know, matter of fact, the people in the know that have money, they already getting rid of their properties and all their investments in California because they see what's happening.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So, I don't blame them.
Yeah, but to your point, you know, these people, we'll call them business owners, right?
Yes, sir.
It's their business. It's theirs. You want to work for them. You fall into an agreement. And like you said, if it ain't enough, you know, go somewhere else. Or even better than that, you can start your own business. It don't take a lot of capital. It don't take a lot of know-how. Starting a business is just as simple as you see them little kids out there selling Girl Scout cookies and lemonade. I mean, that start there. I mean, you'd be amazed at how much money you could make just if it's yours, and it could be some bullshit, and you'll still come off nice.
Yes, sir.
So you can't tell somebody else that owns some shit how to run it. I mean, go start your own shit and run it.
Yeah, you know, you got to give all your money away.
You know, and like Pionky said, I mean, shit, you got shareholders and shit. I mean, think about it. When I was cutting grass, and this was a while ago, I mean, I had to have a couple $1 million just in insurance. You know, whether I had one employee or 15 employees.
Damn.
You know, so yeah. So every time you think you bumping up, shit, the devil right there to take interest.
Yeah.
But you know, there's one thing missing, and that's that people don't know that they put this in law where, okay, if it's a franchise that owns more than 60 establishments across the country, then they are the ones that are geared towards having to pay the $20, wage. So that's all it is. It ain't everybody or mom and pop stores. It's only the real big corporations that they're kind of putting this towards.
Right. And you know the worst thing about that? Big corporations don't pay taxes. So if you increase the wages, you only hurt the employees. Because everything...
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Because if you got way more money going in your account, then how is that hurting the employee?
Because you can always show a loss and get money back from the government.
You can't always do that anymore because they changed the tax code and there's no getting around. There's a whole, a lot of those tricks and things that you used to be able to do, you can't do anymore.
Large corporations don't pay taxes. They never have.
Okay, so then they're not going to lose by paying these people this money. They can actually afford to pay them more than that, but they only asking them to pay them $20. They really can afford to pay them more.
The employee is going to lose because guess what? Like Pamby said, see, if you would just listen. So they give you $20 an hour. Now all of a sudden you can't get full time. You can only work for 4.5 hours, 5 hours, 20 hours a week. You know, now they're looking to replace your ass with a robot. So, I mean,
it's not true. Again, they need every worker in every position at every hour that they need them. Now, you can do some cutbacks, but you can't do extreme cutbacks because then you don't have enough people to fill the spots that you need. So you're going to try to do things to cut, you know, to save here and there. But you're going to see in the long run, it's not going to do you any good to do that. You might as well just pay the people the money instead of trying to cut everything. You're only cutting your own self when you do that.
Nah, it's a collective. Everybody going to suffer. And mainly
ain't nobody
going to
suffer. Nobody, them mainly and nobody going to suffer by making more money. That doesn't make sense.
If you want to make more money, make better choices. That's all.
That's it. That's it. And just I would advise you start a business. Start you a business, and then you'll understand business.
Exactly.
Then you'll truly understand business. You're not going to give all your goddamn money away, because you work. Now, that's that, like I said, was you talking all that, you talking that socialist goddamn talk. You don't give all your shit away. Like I said, because there's a lot more and goals involved in it. Like I said, like Pionki talk about, you got help, you got insurance you got to deal with. You got to help insurance on all the people. Like Alf Miller said, you got to be licensed and bonded. All of this stuff you got to do, man. Like, you just think because I'm just paying y'all employees a salary. I still got to buy product.
If I only got 5 or 10 employees, I don't have to pay them $20 an hour. I'm talking about the people who are under those corporations that are making in millions and billions of dollars a year, and that's profits. And so that profit is not being shared with
you. Don't
employee.
Know all of it is profit. We don't know all was all profit.
You can
like
look
Amazon.
At
Amazon don't pay.
Company
they claim Amazon don't pay taxes.
Okay, but look, every year they make profits on what they made for the year. So you could check the big companies that have to pay the $20 that have more than 60 stores across the country.
But look at, okay, just look at Amazon. You say it again. Amazon don't pay taxes. But look how Amazon employs so many people, and look how he's constantly expanding, giving more people opportunities and giving them jobs.
But they're giving them $20 an hour at the same time.
And then don't they something about they have something? They was helping people get college, something shit with colleges and stuff.
They give them a chance to get a little education and further their career.
Okay, so you want them to just give up all the money, all the profit they get? So, damn, I can't leave my children nothing. Okay, I got to make a little money. That's why people talk about retirement. They were talking about retirement.
Money. You
they would talk about retirement today. Yeah, I'm holding up. The guys that work, they was talking about retirement today. You know, they was asking, was it like 70 years or 60? You think about that. I know rich people don't think about no goddamn. So, I don't know. I ain't rich, so I don't know. But I was just thinking. This is what I was thinking. I was like, man, you know what? Probably rich people don't even think about no goddamn. You know, if they talk about you got to retire and how much money you're going to get from Social Security. It's like you make your goddamn money. I was like, you know what? I said, because some people, they retire. When they do retire, they still got to go out and get another goddamn job because you're depending on this government to give you your money, which they already don't spend all of it. But I'm like, you know, people, that's why you got to, like Alpha Mayor said, make better choices. Start investing in some kind of stock, CDs, and some kind of, put some money, hide it in the goddamn jar in the backyard, old folks say. You got to be able to put some back.
I'm retired and I'm broke.
So the government, then you can't depend on retiring. So you'll think about it. Some of them people, man, Jeff Bezos, them, they want to retire. Bro, yeah, they might be making profit, but somewhere down the line, they got to say, I got to quit this shit. So I need some money put up. So when I do retire, I can't be looking for no damn Social Security check. So what I mean? So you think about, oh, they get making all this big profit, but damn, one day, bro, they got to quit. They got to quit somewhere. It's like, I hate to use this analogy, but like a dope boy or something might say, you know, hey, man, we're going to make this money, bro. We're going to make X amount of money. We're going to get out this shit. You just looking at, damn, bro, they balling, bro. They making $1 million a year, but damn, bro, we got to get out this shit. We can't keep doing this shit forever, bro. We're going to get caught somewhere. We got to get out this shit while we can. So it's just like I said again, bro, you got to get in where you fit in. And make better choices. Don't think you're going to make $725 an hour, $725, and going to go get you a goddamn Maybach or a Jaguar. It ain't going to happen. You got to make choices, man. Come on, bro. And I'm going to tell you, like I said, even where I'm at, the job I'm at, like guys be complaining again. I got to say it again. Some people be complaining. I ain't make. Bro, we don't even work 40 hours a week. But he guarantee you 40 hours. You can go in there, motherfucker, work 25. I have done it before. I work 25 hours a week. The man still will pay you 40 hours, guaranteed. We don't nobody up there work by 40. Don't nobody work 40. You might, when we had with the ice storm not too long ago, I did 2 hours overtime. Well, then that, bro, I might get close to 35 hours of what? He guarantee you 40 hours a week. 40
check
hours.
Check out this stat.
So he giving you goddamn money that you ain't even working for. But you still got people complaining about, hey, he ain't paying, ain't making enough. What the fuck else do you want? What else they going to give you 40 hours and you ain't working 40 hours? Come on, man.
But, you'll always notice the people that complain never took the time to learn, you know, how business is run, you know, all about tax laws, tax codes, all the shit that comes with running a business. Because if you ask any of them anything about running a business, they have no clue.
Man. And Alpha Man, that's funny you said that. It made me think when they were talking about when Trump, he don't pay taxes. I'm like, shit, I wish I know how to do the shit he's doing. I don't want to pay no goddamn taxes either.
Well, like, they say that, but they don't go as far as to say that no politician actually has a job. No politician pays taxes. They're just welfare recipients. I mean, it's like the, what they call selective prosecution.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can make it look bad when you're doing it, but it's going to look good when I'm doing it. You know, that's some dumb shit.
So you mean
rich
the time,
people don't pay taxes.
Yeah, so you mean Nancy Pelosi, all them didn't pay taxes either?
That bitch ain't had no job. She's an inside trader, and she don't pay no taxes.
Damn.
You know, we want to talk about, you want to talk about people sitting on their ass and do nothing. Shit, take your ass to any government, USA.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it's just like I say, selective prosecution. You
know? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But yeah, man, you know, we got to, like you said before, even with investments, you know, it's like, we don't take time. Like you said, retirement is no more. Nobody's going to get a pension from a job that ain't over, I'd say, damn near 60. It just don't exist no more. So you got to think smart about the small amounts of money you get, you know, as far as, you know, tax shelters and where you can put money pre-tax. You know what I mean? It's so much you can do with a little bit that will set you up real nice and tight.
Yep.
Money does Amazon make a year. 2022, Amazon earned $514 billion in revenue.
He trying to dig up some. He hung up. He was trying to dig up some. He hung up. He can't call back in overtime. So he can't call back in.
Oh, damn.
You trying to find some old CNN somewhere.
Yeah. The Communist News Network.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But, yeah, y'all are on point about that shit. You know?
Yeah, man, yeah.
Like,
but, yeah, that's
because I don't, you know, I know people are struggling, but it goes back to something you always say. 9 times out of 10 is your struggle is your own doing. Because, excuse me, like we said, you can't complain to me that $15 an hour ain't enough when you rocking a pair of sneakers that cost $300. You got the iPhone 99, you know what I mean, with unlimited data and all that, and you got Netflix and Hulu and all that shit streaming in the house, but you bitching. And right there, you're spending more money than I fucking make.
Man.
You know, so it's people got to get it. You know what? They're the entitled generation.
Yep.
They think they're just supposed to get shit. You know, it's like magic. They're supposed to go on YouTube and be a motherfucking success all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, yeah.
And I like what you say in Africa, because you see people on welfare. When so many women on welfare, and hell, they dress better than some of us, goddamn, getting WIC and all that shit and vouchers. Hell, they like be dressing better than some of us, goddamn, and who working every goddamn day.
Exactly. Shit, I'll give you an example. Shit. Now, I like sub sandwiches, right?
Yes,
some people call them heroes or whatever. But that's a special thing for me, shit. You know, I save up a little on the side because I tell the wife, look, this Friday I'm going in for a big sandwich. Is you with me? You know what I mean? But these motherfuckers eat every day at the sub shop. I can't afford that shit. But like you said, they got them snap cards and everybody accepting it. So, shit, they living like kings.
Yes, sir.
But they still bitching. Because minimum wage is a motherfucker. Come on now. Be for real.
Yes, sir. Let me see, Democratic Joe, he had hung up. Let me see, can I call him on my, I forgot I got this damn switchboard. I could do this shit on here. Let's try to. He talking about his bad, yeah. He always making mistakes. He made a mistake when he went and voted. Call him back. Yeah. Find the damn number.
And back to the earring thing.
Oh, shit.
Hey, that nigga yeah, so did make a mistake by voting.
But, yeah, as far as that earring thing, I mean, it's a thousand different theories.
Yes, sir. Shit.
And basically, you know, it's whatever the agreed upon lie at the time is.
Yes, sir. Can you hear us, Justice?
I can hear you. I'm glad I was able to get in. I had was trying to do research, and
can you hear Alpha Male? Can you hear all of us?
I can hear him too.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah, I hear him.
Oh, okay, cool.
I mean to cut you off, Alpha Male. I wasn't on mute and stuff, and then I was pushing buttons, and I ended up hanging the phone.
But he answering your earring question, Dave. I mean, I call you Dave.
He is. Oh, let me hear. I didn't hear him.
No, I was just saying it's a thousand different theories on that shit. And all it is the agree upon lie at the time, you know. So there is no real meaning to it because I wear two clay discs and a bone in my nose. And sometimes
you wear a two-plate disc and a bone in those. What?
That's right.
Okay, you from the Shaka Zulu tribe.
Mandingo.
Oh, you a Mandingo. Oh, okay. Play so.
From the warrior tribe. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, so,
I'm Sheboygan, but with my father, you know, tell me I'm from the Chicken tribe, you know, that's the piece that's well hung, you know, so we Sheboygans. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but see, it's not your ear hole you have to worry about, that whether you're gay or not, it's not your ear hole that you got to worry about.
Justin didn't get it down.
No, look, I'm going back to the truth again, because yeah. That's all I am. But I'm to deal with what I was searching about, the profits that Amazon, the company, made last year. And, well, this talks about 2022, and Amazon earned $514 billion in revenue, and out of that, $225 billion was a net profit at a 14.1% increase from the previous year. So they can't afford. I mean, they can afford. See, that's why he does $20 and $23 an hour, depending on where you live, maybe even more, to you know work for the Amazon company making deliveries or even working the warehouse, packaging, and then the shipping and doing whatever they do. So they pay them a very livable wage, and these people don't have to go out and look for a second job, not unless they want to, after, you know, after the shift is done. So that makes them, what are they missing?
The reinvestment. So they can tell you how much profit they made, but they don't tell you that Amazon bought a whole shipping company that's complete with trucks, airplanes, and ships. So when you reinvest your profits, you're not showing a profit, actually.
There you go.
Well, every year their profits increase. So... And you know, so, I read so that they, about so, how much they
so
made.
Their size. But their size increases every year, too. It's just called, you know, reinvestment. You reinvest in yourself, you know. It's kind of like I do with my money, I reinvest in me. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like I just got money laying around. I'm reinvesting in myself. The same with large companies. So if you start with one truck, now you need two trucks. You got two trucks, more customers, now you need three trucks. It's a never-ending cycle.
There you go. Yeah. So Justice, ask, yeah, go look up and see what it, that money that he, some billions, ask him what did he, ask Google, what did he spend it on? Or did he keep it, put it in the piggy bank? See, that, like, Alpha Male making an excellent point. Yeah, just because he made that profit, hell, he probably turned around and reinvested it. Yeah, he made a profit. And that's how you do in business. You there, Jess?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. Oh, okay. I'm still here, and I know that's a good thing. We, you know, I come on to try to do all of that, but, you know, I was just going to check different things. So, you know, there may be something to what Alpha Male is saying about it, but overall, they're grossing in billions of dollars in profit. It ain't no joke. I mean, you're talking billions and billions of dollars.
But like you said, just like, he just gave you the blueprint, Justice. He just told you.
I know they keep growing. And, yeah, and
just because, and like you said, just because the news agency, whoever said he made those that that invest, I mean, what you call it? Damn, I forgot what you said now. He brought in that money. Don't mean he kept that money. Like that message, he bought other businesses. Just because you bring in a profit don't mean you keeping it. And, you know, unless you don't want to expand. Because you can make a profit. Now, their thing will show, yeah, a business, everybody should make a profit. Oh, yeah, they making a profit. Yeah, you go, that mean that business finna go bankrupt. But you, everybody going to make a profit. I don't give a damn. You show the mom and pop store. If you can find a mom and pop store in your neighborhood, yes, it's going to show an investment. But did they keep that money? They got to keep buying supplies and all this shit. So it's going to go somewhere. So, yeah, but you still, it's like, saying again, we guys be complaining. I keep using the job one more. Guys can keep complaining. This guy started off with one garbage truck. Shit, now I think he got about 25 of them. But you get, because he keep on expanding. So, but again, you're going to have to keep buying because people are like, man, well, he could give us so-and-so. Well, damn, bro. He's trying to expand. Just because y'all see he making money, you see he getting new customers. Don't mean he gonna that all that money can go to you. You got to keep on, you know, expanding the business and buying. He still got to pay for them goddamn trucks he just bought. They be looking at like he getting a warehouse. He just got a warehouse full of brand new garbage can. Damn, bro, he making money, man. He look at he could be giving us, bro. He got to pay for them fucking garbage cans he just bought. They ain't paid for. He still got to go get loans on them damn things. Then once he,
okay.
it's still, that's why I say you have to be, I want to tell people, man, if you're not in there looking at them books yourself and really inside of that office and seeing what's really going on, as an employee, we can always sit back, man, goddamn, he could be giving us, look at all this money he making. But you don't really know what's going on with them books, how much they in debt and other shit. You don't know what's going on.
All right, so, you know, if you break down how much McDonald's makes, you know, McDonald's makes a revenue, reported total revenue of $22.22 billion divided by 365 days, give an estimate daily revenue of $63.625 million on average restaurant. On average, McDonald restaurants generate around $2.4 million in annual revenue, translated to roughly $6,100,000 per day. McDonald's makes $6,500,000 a day.
Now with that, you're gonna have to go to. Because you got a lot of McDonald's, well, I guess damn near all of them, right, primarily. They are franchises.
Yep. They are no, franchises. The ones I'm talking about aren't the ones that McDonald's own.
That's why I said McDonald's own. the name McDonald's. That's why I said, which ones? Because you got to.
This is the McDonald's gross profit. So it's MPD. It's the gross.
It's still because check it out, bro. I'm franchised. It's still gonna show under McDonald's because McDonald's, because you buying the name, you basically rent the name McDonald's. It still could be an individual owning it. It's still gonna show up as McDonald's because that person who got the franchise, he still got to buy all his products from McDonald's, from the actually corporation McDonald's. So it still show up McDonald's, point blank, period. But it's individuals own it. Go ahead, Alpha Male.
No, I was agreeing with you. Yep, it's a franchise. They're basically, like you said, they're in a contract to sell only their products and use their name.
Yep.
All right. I got a statistic for you. How much does one McDonald's make a year? Reports suggest that the average McDonald's store generates approximately $2.7 million in sales annually, while some McDonald's franchises make more than others. Most generate around $150,000 in annual profits. This figure varies based on the restaurant's location and the owner's experience. That was from March 19th, 2023. In the business model land analysis.
And just, I'm going to take you back to this one then. I'm going to use the church for example. Say if I want to, I'm going to use church and God and Christ for I use them. If I want to start a church and I wanted to use the name Church and God and Christ, you know, I got to pay them for that name, right? So,
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell, it's a business. So when the tithes and offerings come in and all of this stuff, I have to make sure I be able to not only have the money for that building, but I got to make sure I have enough money because I got to pay Church and God in Christ every month for their name.
Yep.
So, the money that come in, it got to be enough money to generate for me using their name. And plus, make sure I get keep the lights cut on, the rent, all of that shit. Yeah, it's a business. So again, you think, oh man, look at these big mega churches. I mean, especially if they are, you know, they are big well-known organization. Yeah, that's what it is. You just can't just pop up and talk about Church and God in Christ. Your ass gonna get sued.
Right.
Yeah, that's why they said Trump. When they looked at Trump, that name Trump. He sell a lot of his name because I seen this somewhere because they were saying it was one of them big plazas or something like he had a hotel, but they said some Nigerians own that one, but they would just use his name. He'll sell his name. Like people think about Ciroc, all that shit. They were thinking P. Diddy. Speaking about P. Diddy, P. Diddy, everybody said P. Diddy owns Ciroc. No, P. Diddy dude was using P. Diddy's name just to hell sell that shit, but he didn't own that. So it's a lot of shit, man, with business. People got to, you know, the average person be thinking about these people got money. They need to be paying us. Hey, bro, but you don't never know what the hell they got to pay first in order to pay you. Everybody, there's always there's a budget for everything. There's a budget. Like you got a truck shop, like Brother Alpha Male mentioned about trucks. You got mechanics. You got a salary for your maintenance department, a salary for this. You got a salary damn near set for everything. A budget. I mean, set for everything.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Of England owns a McDonald's near Buckingham Palace.
Probably do.
Plus a retail park near Windsor Castle near her McDonald's, but she does not buy or eat the food. Also, she has a queen stamp collection. And this is when she was alive.
Yep.
Damn, I was going to say, she a corpse that's still balling, huh?
That about when he said the queen, I'm like, damn, ain't she dead? Yeah. And see, like, Justin, when I was managing this, like, the one time lit car wash, and they had a detail shop. They probably would make $100 a month. Just in the shop. Me and this other white guy came in. He was the store manager. He brought me in as his assistant. we built that damn thing up, man. They was making plenty of money. So, reading, I was say to that I think minimum wage, I forgot what it was. It was like seven something, maybe less than that. I forgot at the time. I was bringing people. I never started people at minimum wage. Never. I never started them off. Whatever the damn minimum wage, I never started them off at that. And the reason I was able to keep bringing them in, paying them more, because we was building the company up and we was making money. We was making a hell out of money every month. You know what I'm saying? The money that was coming in, because it was a car wash. I find like chemicals. I find some good quality chemicals, but at a cheaper price sometimes. So I can make it, and I look at stuff like that. I said, well, I could take this money now. Now I can afford to give these raises, but I still got to get good quality stuff, but probably at a cheaper price. And some of that money I can look at, I can put it over here for this. And now, hey, I can give these people raises, but I had to be able to, like, something, cut shit back, cut prices back on certain things that chemicals we buying and products. So I can get them raises. And I tell them, hey, y'all got to do upsells. Y'all got to do extra sales. Hey, you know, we had like competitions I was doing. You know what I'm saying? To get them to do upsells. As long as they were doing it, I could pay them more money. But I never brought nobody in with goddamn it minimum wage. And then we were doing a little shit under the table, too. Now, I ain't going to lie. The car wash. I'm letting them make a little money under the table, too. So, but they was making money. Everybody was straight. Company got deals. Hell, I ain't gonna lie, we got ours too, but shit, they were straight though.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I can tell you right now, you can something real simple, open you a pre-tax IRA where you can put up to, I think it's like $8,000 a year. Not non-taxable, and then when you retire, you can draw on that. But the whole time, you're getting a little bit of interest at the same time. So it seems like you're low on cash, but your investments is what you're going to be depending on later. So that's something simple each individual can do. You ain't got to be a business or a corporation. And you'd be surprised how quickly in a year's time you can get $8,000 into an IRA. It goes a whole lot faster than you think.
Yep, yes, sir. And just, it's funny, I was just thinking about, I was saying something earlier about some people that's on welfare and just live off of this. I'm going to say I hadn't heard now. I ain't heard none of them say, hey, man, these ain't enough goddamn food stamps. Man, these motherfuckers need to jack my food stamps up, boy. Like, you know, people that work. I don't hear them complaining about this ain't enough, man. These really $500 a month food stamps. This ain't shit.
Well, you know, I heard it right after the coronavirus. After they gave the people all this extra food stamps and then they cut them after the coronavirus thing, they cut them all back. And then they were all complaining, oh man, they cut my food stamps. I ain't getting but this now. And I was getting this. And they had made them very comfortable during the coronavirus by giving people with children a whole lot extra food stamps. And so they were like, wow, this is just an enormous amount. And they were going buying all this food for months and months. And then finally it came to an end. And then all these people that I ran into who had the food stamp card and that, they were complaining big time about how their food stamp got cut and they were only getting a limited amount of food stamp privilege. And they were upset about it.
Now, let me ask you a question. Are you talking about people who had jobs and lost it because of COVID or people who've been living off of welfare? Who are you talking about? Because I'm talking about people who just live off welfare like it is a goddamn job, like they're supposed to get.
Yeah, I think it's probably more people who relied on welfare more so than were going out working or looking for a job.
Because them the people I'm talking about, and I ain't heard them complain about shit. Like I can understand. Like my aunt, she was working. She used to work and she had to stop and retire because she had what you call a copper tone in her hand. And now she put into the piggy bank That's why I like to say she put into the piggy bank by working, and which they tried to give her like $9 a month goddamn food stamp. Like, she like, man, y'all don't keep that shit. Now, somebody like that, you can understand, because you put into the piggy bank. These people ain't put shit in. But like I said, I'm just saying, I hadn't heard now because, like, you know, I'm just saying, the reason I'm bringing this up because, like, people who work and talk about that you might be working and whatever, you don't have this little-ass money, but I see them getting all this shit from the government, little vouchers. Well, I guess they ain't really got too much bills to pay either because the government take care of them. So I guess that kills my argument because they ain't got shit to complain about anyway because the government take care of them. So I guess that kills my argument.
I mean, some of them paying $50 a month rent.
Yes, I guess that's the wrong scenario on that one.
You're kind of right about that. They don't got a whole lot of, you know, they just happy with what they get.
Yeah, but they content with that living off the shit. But, you know.
Exactly.
Yep. But I guess there is a point to that. Because they ain't complaining about the little shit. I guess it is still a point to you. Because I don't hear them complaining about the little shit they got. Even though they're in Section 8, they ain't complaining. And sometimes, you know, it's been in the hood, in the projects. But that's why I said again, I wasn't living in the goddamn greatest place. And I ain't going to lie now when I said I was making a $7.25. It was when I first moved up, because I met my wife. She was already living there. And then it started getting bad because the gang started coming in. And that's when we got the fuck out of there, like the Jeffersons. We got up out of there. So now we're at where we at now.
Now, there's something I want you to touch on real quick.
Yeah.
I want you to touch on the new Bible that Trump have endorsed and is selling and everything. I want to hear your comments on that.
I don't know nothing about that one. I hadn't heard anything about that.
Are you serious? I know you. All right, I'll take your word for it.
I ain't been following Trump like that. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't been following Trump like that.
Well, he said some really good. He has said some really good things.
Let me look up this.
Leading up to endorsing his Bible that he's selling, his new Bible.
Let me look this up.
And what you should do is play the clip of him. Don't play the people talking about him, but play his words and him talking about America and what's missing, and that what's missing is God, and that, you know, we need to bring back, you know, God back in America and the Bible, and, you know, everybody needs a Bible, and, you know, this is what's missing, and, you know. And he was really saying some things, but people wasn't listening to his words. They was only hearing, oh, he saw in the Bible, and they was getting mad. But he was saying some things that's true. Everything he said was true, but it seemed like people missed the point about what he was saying. And I thought that what he said was right, that, yeah, God is what's missing, and the Bible is what's missing. Now, Trump is just like me with the Bible. Like, he know there's some good stuff in this Bible, and there's some good things about this Bible, and that this right here is something that's like the niche to our country. It's like something that kind of holds us together. It's like, you know, we got to have God in our heart, and God is, you know, the overall one who we trust. And so this is what's missing. And so when Trump went out and he said what he said, I was like, wow, this is really great. You know, he's really... You know, he's really has, you know, what's right in mind. And so from that, he, you know, I recognize, like, okay, about the Bible, I say, okay, yeah, I can't quote the Bible very much, but I know that, you know, the things that I've heard and read in the Bible, you know, that's some good stuff and whatnot. So, yeah, I'm with that. And, so it's like Trump, he can't quote nothing from the Bible just like me. I can barely quote any quotes out the Bible. But you know what? I know that Bible's good. It's something good about the Bible, right? And they say the Bible means what? Basic instructions before leaving Earth, right? And so, yeah, that's something that people, you know, have understood for a long time. And that, you know, that first song I ever heard, you know, I went to church by myself on the school bus when I was a little kid. I was about 5 years old, and I said, Ma, I want to go to church. And she said, you want to go? I was like, yeah, I want to go to church. And we had moved to Ohio by then, and we, you know, came from Brooklyn, New York, and we moved to Ohio, this little small town in Ohio, and the people, you know, somewhere I seen them on my street, and they say, oh, you know, we go to church. You want to go to church? We'll come by with the church bus. We'll pick you up, and we'll take you to church. And then I asked my mother, Mom, can I go to church? And she says, well, you know, you could go to church, you know, and they came and picked me up. And then I went to church. I was 5 years old. I went to church by myself. My mother didn't go with me. I went to church. I went in there, and the first song that they played or they were singing and everything was like the Bible, okay? It was about the Bible. It said the B-I-B-L-E, the B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. I swear my word to the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, something like that. I was only 5, y'all, so I don't remember the song too good. But that was what, you know, it's like teaching you, like, the Bible. That's what you should kind of live by. So, you know, Troy, he got it right with this. You know what I'm saying? So I know you got the clip ready. And now, let's hear Trump say.
Actually, I can't play the clip because I call you on the phone.
Oh,
so,
all right.
And that's
so
how you usually play the clips.
You're going to leave it up to me to play the clip.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
I see what you're saying. Now, I'm looking at, what's this article right fast? NPR. NPR has the article. They saying that, the Bible is a $60 Bible called God Bless the USA Bible. And they said it comes with it's a King James Version, and it has the Constitution, the copy of the Constitution and documents inside of the Bible. Yep, that's it.
I just about found a clip that he's talking out his own words, you know, and let him talk and say it, because it really do make sense what he said. And everybody's scrutinizing him for what he said, but they not listening to what he said. They just mad because he's trying to sell the Bible. But he talking about America and what's missing. He's saying God is missing, and he's right. And they not hearing that message. They not hearing that part, which is incredible to me. But here, I'm going to play it right quick. For the audience and everybody right now, I just think I found a good one where nobody's talking about him first. Oh, Trump's on the Bible, blah, blah, blah. And then he's saying a message that is, you know, if we don't bring back God to our country, then we're doomed. Okay? Because that's what's been missing. And he's going to say it right quick. Let me get the commercial out the way. And here we go.
The love his song, God Bless the USA, in connection with promoting the God Bless the USA Bible. This Bible is the King James Version and also includes our Founding Father documents. Yes, the Constitution, which I'm fighting for every single day, very hard, to keep Americans protected. Also, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance are all part of this God Bless the USA Bible. And it's very important and very important to me. I want to have a lot of people have it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul. Many of you have never read them and don't know the liberties and rights you have as Americans and how you are being threatened to lose those rights. It's happening all the time. It's a very sad thing that's going on in our country, but we're going to get it turned around. Religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country. And I truly believe that we need to bring them back, and we have to bring them back fast. I think it's one of the biggest problems we have. That's why our country is going haywire. We've lost religion in our country. All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many. It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book. This Bible is a reminder that the biggest thing we have to bring back America and to make America great again is our religion. Religion is so important. It's so missing, but it's going to come back, and it's going to come back strong, just like our country is going to come back strong. In the end, we do not answer to bureaucrats in Washington. We answer to God in heaven. Christians are under siege. We must protect content that is pro-God. We love God, and we have to protect anything that is pro-God. We must defend God in the public square and not allow the media or the left-wing groups to silence, censor, or discriminate against us. We have to bring Christianity back into our lives and back into what will be again a great nation. Our founding fathers did a tremendous thing when they built America on Judeo-Christian values. Now that foundation is under attack, perhaps as never before. What can we do? Stand up, speak out, and pray that God will bless America again. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible. We must, America, pray again. Hmm. Pray, get educated, get motivated, and stand with me and the legions of Americans asking God to bless our great nation, to bring our great nation back, and to make America great again. I'm proud to partner with Lee in this offering. He's a very special man, both as a talent, but maybe even more so as a human being. He's very, very special. And I think you all should get a copy of God Bless the USA Bible now and help spread our Christian values with others. There you have it. Let's make America pray again. God bless you, and God bless the USA.
I might have to get, I like that cover on it, that leather cover on it. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
I might, dang, you know, I might get me a t-shirt with that on it and a hat with it. He said, make America pray again. Now, that's a nice t-shirt. Well, they said merch. That's a nice shirt there, man. Mm-hmm. Make America pray again. Yeah. Hmm. That's it. But yeah, but I would like that because it said they had like the Constitution and all of that and learn your rights. I said,
if I had some money, I'd buy one.
Yeah, I'm just not a
king. If I had some extra money to throw away, I'd buy one.
Yeah, I'm not a King James fan, but you know, yeah, it looked all right. But, nice. But yeah, I seen one when I was looking up for that. They had seen another Bible. It's a Patriot Bible. It's the same Bible, but people just put, you know, they lit names and brands on them. It's the same thing. So still, at the end, it's going to be a King James version translation. But I see what he doing. But hell, we talk about when I be throwing out these things, labels or whatnot, conservatives, liberals. You go back again, we talk about conservatives again. They were people talk about their values. They believe in God, family. I had to say, I believe in God, family, country, and my damn gun. So, yeah, they put God first. So, yeah, I can see why that. But he's 1,000% correct. When these people are pushing all kind of degenerate stuff out here, so I totally agree with that. But, you know, I know some people agree because he said the word Christian. I don't trip off that because he says the word Christian. Because he's a Christian, so what else would he say? You know, hell, if it was a Jew up there, he might say Judaism. So a Muslim, everybody, they're going to say their thing. But he did say Judaic Christian country because they
say...
No,
he said what the country was founded on.
But they said Judaic Christian values, Judaism, right. Christian values. So, yeah, and that's what they say, Judaic Christian values. So I don't trip off of that because, you know, I heard when they with Christian values, he's a Christian. So what else would he say? But I understand what he's talking about, though. See, I understand the underlining thing, what he's talking about. So while people would get so twisted up and want to go against it, man, Christianity was got us fucked up in the first place. And see, they'll be arguing against that, and you still going to be letting the enemy, the adversaries, win because you fighting against because he's saying Christianity, and you're going to let these damn bastards who's saying, damn all y'all, in y'all religion or y'all spiritual system, damn God, period. And so while you arguing about the Christian, I ain't that. See, that's the point. That's why I said I don't argue with that. I understand what he's coming from. They anti-God, period. They don't give a damn. You saying you a Jew, Muslim, Buddhist, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Seems like it's Joe Biden and them because he is. He claimed to be a Zionist at a point, didn't he?
I don't know. I thought they said he was a Catholic. I don't know what that bastard is. He's a pedophile.
I think he said he is Zionist.
He's under the religion of pedophilism.
Yeah.
He practiced the religion of pedophilism, whatever the hell you want, how you pronounce it. That's his religion.
Creepy's up.
All right, brothers.
Yes, sir.
I messed around and didn't plug my phone in. My battery died, so I'm going to go ahead and say good night to the brothers.
Yes, sir. I'm going to get ready to jump over here myself.
Good night, brother.
All right. Peace, brothers.
See you on the next episode.
Hey. All right.
Yes, sir. Hey. We'll be
peace
on.
Love, everybody. Have a good one. One love. Good to hear from all of y'all.
Peace and love. Yeah, we'll be on this Friday.
Justice, you sound like Obama when you secondly called in, brother. I think you might be Obama for real.
You know what, Dave? I think when I heard him, I say, damn, he using a voice changer. But you know what it is? Because I'm calling him on my phone, and it's going through this switchboard, and it kind of changed his voice a little bit. Because I was like, damn, Justin, he doing something with his voice. But that's what it is. It's going through this switchboard. Yeah.
His ass might be AI. Talking about AI, he might be AI. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And you straight up with BD, blow up doll.
I'll pinch it down. What's that?
Well, at least I ain't got no penis like the girl you with.
I'm not going to comment on nothing you got to say because it don't make no sense. Good night.
All right. Peace, Pat. He sounds like himself. All right, Shalom. All right, peace, Pat. Oh, my God. All right, peace, fam. We out.